Blog Talk Radio.
You need to cut it.
Michael Jackson. We got to play one more song, then I got to call another buddy of mine, get him on the show. This is one of my favorites. We always got to give back to God, people, always. Keep this in mind when you do things in the world, you got to keep my Father God in your thoughts and process at all times. But when problems come your way, he'll be there for you. He'll ask you all the questions.
Is, will I ever leave you? The answer is no. Question is, will I?
Uh-oh. So I'm milk for a second, Jay. That was the whining. The song is called "The Question Is." Man, very good song. Very good song. The whining's always got some singing abilities and some talent. All right. I want to welcome everybody to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show here another Sunday. Here it being the 18th day of April, and we only got a few more days before May come in. People. Our season here has just begun. All the tracks, well, I ain't going to say all of them. Well, the only two tracks we got here locally is open. That's Lapeer and 131. We still got to get an update on our new track that's here in the Michigan, Onondaga. I know y'all have heard me talk about it, but we got to get a schedule from them. This is a brand-new track, brand-new owner, and we are waiting to find out the schedule. They're having a... they had one car show, not a car show, but they had a swap meet a few weeks ago. So now they're supposed to have another swap meet. And then hopefully that will be May 11th, which is coming up in a few weeks, at Onondaga. If y'all need the locations on how to get there, it's real simple. Just a little bit past Milan, out 94. You want to take 127 north. And come up exit 56, which is, what was that street called? I can't remember the name of that street. Leslie and something street exit. You go left for about 2 miles, and the track is on the right. So it's real easy to get to. But we're still waiting to get a schedule for them. I know they're new and they're fresh. So we got to give them time to plot out their schedule. And the track is still there. They did some work on getting the towers together. And all we have to do is bring our cars. So I'll hear back from them sometime soon and keep y'all updated, close and personal, what's going on. So we'll have another place to go race until Milan get their act together. Y'all heard the stuff going on with Milan there. They're selling the track, and the new owners are still going through court battles. So we'll see what's going on with that. Hopefully it falls in the hands of some decent people where we can go back racing. So that track was the closest to us. So with that being said, let's get on with the show. First and foremost, I want to thank and give honor to God. And we know DMX, one of our artists, rapping artists, and DMX played in a couple of movies too, so he's real talented. Well, he passed away, I guess, a couple of weeks ago, and we want to give our condolences to the brother because I can tell his heart was in God, and but he was fighting them battles with the demon. And you gotta grab hold to God's hand strong and tight as possible because them demons gonna come at you. Especially when you already did the drugs and they was in him. And he'll go back to them drugs every now and then. So that's why you gotta hold on to my father's hand so you can get strength to stay away from him. We heard that he got into drugs again and OD'd. So with that being said, I hope that teaches everybody else to be careful with whatever habit you're doing. We talk about crackheads and stuff like that, but, you know, we all crackheads. in some kind of way. We got our addictions. It may not be crack, may not be heroin, it may not be a lot of other things, but we got our addictions, what they can be, alcohol or messing around with women, whatever the case may be. It's some kind of, even food can be an addiction. And if you lust for food, they got something called diabetes, and when you get hooked up to that diabetes machine, it's a wash. So with that being said, watch yourself, people. There's all kind of addictions, and you need to hold on to God's and change in hand. All right, we out of here. Let's get going. Let me open up my first co-host here. My first co-host of the day is Brother Corey. That's my man. What up, Brother Corey?
Yo, what's happening?
There you go. Come on, what's happening, man? What's happening with you?
You got it. You the man with the master plan. There's about to be some good action coming up this weekend. Somebody about to get that ass toe out the frame.
You ain't never lied, Corey. I'm going down to Bobby Cole's race in Memphis. And, man, there's some people geared up to go down there and crack some heads. So I'm going to be on the sideline watching and betting. Oh, man. Hey, you know how we do it. I was hoping, man, if you can make it, Corey, I hope you can, because you know you my riding buddy. We get down there and be on the sideline betting and cracking these jokers' head open, bro, because they don't know.
I know. They sweet.
No.
They sweet.
Please say they sweet. Yeah, yeah, man. We usually come home with a nice pocket every time we go to these races, Corey.
Oh, that's for sure. I'm still up in there. We'll see how times go. I keep looking at it.
Well, yeah, if you check it out and you decide to go, come on. If not, I'm going to hold it down for you. I'll keep you posted on what's going on, who racing here and there, because, man, it's going to be people from the East Coast all down south and the Midwest showing up at that race.
Yes, sir. That sounds like a winner.
Yeah. Yeah, well, just let me know if you can make it. If you can't, I'm headed that way. So we'll see. Should be a pretty good race, man. Should be a pretty good race.
Bobby always got good races.
Mm-hmm, always. Okay, let me open up this other mic. My other co-host, Hawaii Jake. Speak now, forever hold your peace, brother.
How's it? How you brothers doing today?
Oh, man.
I'm all right, Jake.
I don't know.
How you doing, Corey?
I don't know
about
Corey.
What's going on, Shake? And all the other brothers out there, all the grudge racers out there, and all the other listeners out there. I'd like to say a big what's up to you. And out there, I'm tuned in, listening, celebrating with my family, and want to listen to a great show tonight. So I'm tuned in, and you guys go ahead. I'm listening, and I'll put my input as we go, guys. I'm glad to hear you guys in good spirits, man. I'm sad to hear about DMX, but the sacrifices we make, man. So,
yeah.
You know, we choose our lives.
Appreciate it. Yeah, man. I
brilliant
you
art.
Know, Brother Jake, I can tell, you know, just by listening to him, when he talk about God. Now, he got a prayer that I played on this show, the DMX prayer. Man, that prayer is really deep. Mm-hmm. And you can
a lot of his messages in his music. His music was so much like Tupac, far advanced in himself. You will hear his music for life now. The intensity of his music and the music and the message, you know, you're going to really understand it now that he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He was a brilliant artist, man, but gone too soon. And that's what's happening when fame and fortune and you have everything but God in your life.
Oh, well spoken. Having everything, meaning money, attention, fame, women, cars, his dogs. He had a lot of attention. And, dude, when you have all that stuff and you ain't got God, you still out there with the wolves. So get ready to get bit.
You know, we all need a supreme being, man, you know, whoever you follow. But that guidance will help you make your decisions in life, you know, so that you don't be ashamed of your decisions. And we all got flaws, you know, whether you're like you opened up and said about our addictions. All of us have addictions, you know. It's just where we create the level of our addictions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because addictions can be a good thing, too.
Exactly, exactly. You got to be able to know when to fold. Because some of them addictions come at you, you're like, is this going to be good for me or not? When you see that joker ain't profiting, it's hurting other people, your friends, family, and yourself, fold. Turn that hand in and get away from it. Because now you're starting to deal with spiritual things, and you got to have God in your life in order to deal with them spirituals.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of times, a lot of us have God in
our life. I was saying, yes, sir. You got to have God in your life. All right, you better turn the other way.
That's right.
Roll along. Leave it alone. Stick to what you know. Leave it in God's hands.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get on. Let's get on. Let's get to moving on. We have a topic for today. I was kind of waiting until we get enough people in so we can talk about this topic. Oh, now they're starting to pile in. Good God Almighty. Okay. The topic for today is, what do you do to prepare for a race, for race day? What do you do to prepare for a race day? And we just got through mentioning a race coming up this weekend, Bobby Cole's race, Friday and Saturday in Memphis. This coming weekend, this Friday and this Saturday in Memphis, Bobby Cole's race, BLB Squared. What do you do to prepare for a race? Everybody has their own little things and ideas, but we talked about something a while back, and I'm going to just reiterate it every time with race pop up to see if people remember and what they do to get their stuff in gear for a big race. Now, if you got some money on the line, you really have to have a game plan, you know, because being away from these races, you kind of like get lackadaisy and you don't remember all the things. But make a checklist, people. Make a checklist of all the things you're supposed to do before a race. You got a car. You got a trailer, hopefully. What do you do? Once you know you're going to take off that weekend, that day, what do you do before you get ready to go to a race? You may not have nothing locked in, but what do you do? Chat's going to be the topic of the day. So anybody want to chime in and put their two cents in, hit the one button. Hit the one button, and we'll talk about it.
All right. Make sure your trailer wheelbarrow is straight. Make sure you got your safety equipment. Go over your car. Make sure the valve's straight. Make sure maybe not a boat looks tight. See, make sure you got all your proper safety equipment.
Good report, Corey. Good report. God damn, what? Make sure you, you said the first thing that came out your mouth was make sure your wheel bearings on your trailer and stuff is good.
That makes sense. You got some good tires too on your trailer.
Mm-hmm. Trailer tires, wheel bearings. Now, I know that wheel bearing situation because me and somebody got into a situation like that where you got to have them wheel bearings straight because we broke down on the road. I ain't going to call no names, but we broke down on the road, man, and the trailer wheel bearings just gave out. Whoa, that is a sight for when you don't know where a trailer place at. So we could have really been up the creek. But nevertheless, Hold on 1 second here. Okay. All right. Oh, shucks. We got somebody at the door. We got somebody at the door. 734-4942.
Hey, make sure you got some gas in your truck.
What up, man? What the hell we need gas for, bro?
Well, no gas, you don't need no wheel bearings neither. You ain't going nowhere.
What? You tell me I can't get to the truck without no gas, man?
I'll tell you what. I want you to try that. Take off with no gas in the tank, and then let's see how far you go. I bet you don't burn up a wheel bearing like that.
Man,
I guess you got to get,
man.
I guess you
got to get
the walking.
Hey, Kurt, I got to pull that Chevrolet out. Not the Chevrolet, the Chevrolet.
I know that's right.
Hey,
what's going on,
they tell me, you good, man. They tell me if you ain't got the key to that Chevrolet, you better crank up that Ankle Express and get to stepping. Oh, Lord.
What's up, man?
Yeah, man, I'm good. Just hanging in there. I wish I could make this Bobby Cole race, man. The work schedule wasn't so messed up for me and everything. I would sure like to come down in there and just show my face in the place with the old boo. You know, I don't need no lock-in. Just pull up.
Yep. Sometimes this stuff ain't written on the tables for us to go. But trust me, I try to make it every time I get a chance. Well, you just gotta put yourself in a position. If Melvin, how much seniority you got at the job?
But I'm right here. I've been here since 08. I got some time 08. To put in to do it, but yeah, since 2008. Yep.
Okay. Well, then it comes back to, do I take off this day when I could be working just to go race my car and have some fun? That's another decision you just have to make.
Well, if I had planned it a little bit more, you know, when I got the car, I'm kind of doing a few things to it. So it's more what I'm doing to the car versus, you know, I could just grab the time off and go. But I'm right there some more technology that I'm messing around with this thing, dealing with these shocks and stuff like that right now. So I'm trying to get into this new technology they got with them shocks with them canisters on them. So I've been doing a little homework on that stuff. And they expensive, but, you know, the whole goddamn sport is expensive.
Hey.
But that's what I've been working
on. Hey, Corey, Melvin changing the rubber bands on his car. He put some stronger rubber bands on.
Oh yeah. See it working out there, so gotta catch up with the times.
I heard that.
I got working good, but hey, I think I could work it better with them. So I'm just working on that.
Yeah, I feel you.
Go ahead and get your doorbell.
I got to peek out the window and see who is it. Ooh. Speaking of peeking through the window, what's another word for peeking through the window? Ladies and gentlemen, we all know who this is. It goes without a name. My brother from another mother coming out of California, AIA, with the sunshine and never hot. What's going on, KO?
What's going on, everybody? How you guys doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, you heard that trivia question?
Getting ready for Bobby
Cole? You heard that trivia question I just gave? What's another word for peekaboo that rhymes with peekaboo?
Oh. That would be that. There's only one, baby. That would be Fakaboo.
Oh, man, no, you guessed it. That's the grand prize winner of the day. You get $50, bro. Can I send it to you in a box of snow?
No, you need a snow at all, baby.
Oh, I can't send you the $50, man. I can't send you the $50, man.
No, man, you if you're coming with that snow stuff, man, you just hold on to that $50.
Okay, all right. I'll save it for a rainy day. Oh, yeah. What's happening with you, man?
Not much, man. Not much. You know, we did some testing on Thursday and Friday and put the car away. Just got it sitting now. I'm trying to buy the guy selling the old funny car I used to drive years ago. He just wants out of it, so I've been talking with him. I may sneak that thing, try and pluck that away from him.
Hey, you got a picture of it?
I do.
Send me a picture of it.
I got a few pictures of it.
Send me a picture of it. Yeah, send me a picture of it. I like to see that. That was what you started out with years ago, wasn't it, Tail?
Yeah, that's right. 1983 is when I started driving that sucker.
Mm. I wish you get it, man. That's kind of sentimental. And plus, that sucker fast, too.
Well, you know, the cool thing about it is, so the guy who has the car, he's actually the original owner of the car. He had the car built way back when. And then he sold it to the guy that I started driving it for. And the guy that I drove it for passed away. And Ben bought the car back. So the only two people who have ever driven that car is him and myself.
Yeah.
So, try to find a picture of it. This picture I'm going to send you right now, this is this picture was taken the last weekend at Orange County International Raceway. I think it was October of 83.
Okay.
And that's this picture that I'm sending you right now. And then the car, because he did some changes to the car. He had to add some more bars to the cage and everything.
Ooh, that's it?
That's it right there, baby.
Gentle Ben. That was the name on the side of it, Gentle Ben.
Yep, Gentle Ben.
God damn. Oh, you should get that, Tail. You should get that.
Now, the one that I started in was one that he had. I started driving that in 82, and that one was more of a it was a funny car chassis. That was okay. It was kind of a funny car. It was a funny car, but it wasn't quite like this one. It was called the Hollywood Tussler. It was actually a Vega body.
Okay.
It was called Hollywood Tussler because he owned two. He had two cars, so he wanted to test me in one car to see if I could do it. Then after we did that, we ran that car for a while. I think we finished. I think 82. We finished like fourth in the points. And then he had the next year, that year with that car, has got the that car there. Had the Brad Anderson motor in it.
Okay.
And that went in 83. We ran that car in 83, and then. After then, 84, we ran the whole season with the Brad Anderson motor.
Huh. Okay, if you decide on getting it, what are you going to do with it?
You know, you know what? They have that nostalgia racing. They do, like, they have, like, 8 races once a month to do it. So it'd be something to where, you know, I might hit those up. I don't know if they have anything cross-country, but, you know, those nostalgia races are starting to get pretty big out here on the West Coast. But the problem with that is when you run a car like this, you need a crew. I mean, you need a crew of 4 or 5 guys. Now it's like trying to find guys that can go racing with you when you go out and stuff like that, you know. And so that's the other side of it. Or, you know, if you do travel, go to some places, you know, that's kind of a thing. If everybody can make, you know, you got to make sure everybody can go, for one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be nice.
I tell you, it is
an
e-ticket, man. It's an e-ticket, that's for sure, man. It's something about when you drive one of them things, and that body comes down, and you watch the guy lock it down. It's just like a whole different feeling inside of you. You know, it's like you're about to go faster than you've ever been. You're in the least amount of time, and you know, and things like that. But it's like when the light drops green, man. It's just like, so what? You're doing what you do.
Right.
And
it's
a lot of fun, man.
Let me go ahead. Keep talking. I gotta make this phone call real quick.
So one time at band camp, no, I'm just kidding. But you know, we got hustling with that car, and we got it running. It was a very competitive car. Once we switched over to Brad Anderson, it was a really competitive car. And you'd have in that alcohol class sometimes upward to the 125, 130 cars just in that class running for, you know, 64 spots to run to 16. You know, it was a competitive class too, that's for sure.
Okay, I'm back. That's a nice car, man. If you had a chance to get the car that you drove, started out driving in, I would get that, Theo.
You know, I'll tell you, that's the whole reason why I won it, just because, you know, that was, you know, I think that if we could all go back and get that first car that, you know, we had that kind of put us on the map, sure, you'd love to have that car.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I just told him, no, I just wanted the car. I don't need the trailer or nothing like that.
Right. You got your trailer and everything. Matter of fact, if you decide to go racing with it, you're only going to take one car at a time. But, yeah, you would have to have a crew. Now, could you get away with just 3 people as your crew, or would you need 5 people?
You know, here's the thing how it was run before. Because I think 3 people would be kind of thin, because, you know, you need that one guy to back you up. You know, you got the other guy behind him to make sure you get back in the rubber. You got the tuner set everything up right before you leave. And things have changed a lot in alcohol racing over the years. I mean, it's still run the same fuel, but cars are probably going a lot faster than I was going back then. So, you know, it's getting tired of that. Or not tired of it, but, you know, getting getting everybody dialed in. Everybody have their certain jobs. You know, you got one guy that's going to take care of your tires. I usually pack my own chute. I did back then because I figured I didn't really want to trust anybody else with my life but me. So if the chutes didn't open, it would be on me.
Right, right.
But, you know, so you got stuff like that. You had, you know, one guy, you know, did this, did all the fueling and you know, everybody had their checklist that they had to do.
What about the guy that that's down on the other end with the golf cart? Don't he have to pull you back?
Well, back then, they just drove down with the dualies, their trucks, pulled you back with the trucks. But, yeah, you'd still have to have – I probably have something a little bit more than a golf car for this guy. But, you know, yeah, you still have somebody like that. But then, you know, everybody just jumps in and goes down and lines you up. I don't know about them. I know we always got towed. Right? We never were pushed. Because once you get down to the other end and you had the EMTs or the fire crew, they called it the safety safari back then. And those guys are the ones that let you out of the car. They'd unlock it and lift it up and let you out. And then they just set the body down. And, you know, they did that just because of you know, with alcohol cars, you know, you don't see the flames. And just want to make sure everything's all good in the car.
Okay,
but
so they
it
know
definitely a lot of fun.
So to open the front of that front end of that car, is it kind of like universal? Everybody's the same, or because the EMT
there's a latch. There's a latch that you twist, and then it unlocks it, and then you know, so. They, you know, nowadays I think the latch that's on it is something. It's like you push it in and it pops out. Then you would turn it and then, you know, like I said, the aerodynamics between. I think that body is still a good aerodynamic.
It is.
Body.
I'm looking at it.
You know, I know Melvin would appreciate it, but it really is
an
aerodynamic body. Yeah, exactly.
Looks similar to the one here.
And so you know, it's a pretty good. I think aerodynamically it worked for that car.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Let's shift into another gear. Let's get back to the topic. Let me get back to the topic. The topic of the show today is, what do you do to prep for a race or an event? Brother Jake, are you still with me?
Oh, yes, Jake.
You want to answer that question off the top of your head? What would you do to prep for a race?
Well, I would naturally have a checklist. I would go through all my prepping skills and make sure my car is prepped, make sure all the necessary points in from A to B is taken care of, make sure I'm physically and mentally set to be able to handle the race and know my opponent, done my study and know my opponent, and just know that all the gears and everything is working well for me, know that my car is running and I know the timing is set. I mean, I would think it would be a hell of a checklist. Knowing my crew is in tune, we all in sync, and we think we're ready.
Okay.
That's an amateur point of view now.
Man, you've been on here. You've been learning a lot from this show. And I've taken you to the track once. We got to get out some more this year when we do some local stuff. Another thing, I gotta talk with you. We got to get ready, me, you, and your grandson for the Autorameters coming up. Not this weekend, but next weekend. It's just in 2 weeks. So keep it in mind. We're gonna have to go. We got to figure out what day we're gonna go. It's probably gonna be a Saturday, and we got to get there early. And because at a certain time of during the peak time, they're not going to let anybody in. They're going to limit it to people they let in due to the COVID stuff. But if we get there early, we can pretty much get a, you know, once we get inside, you can stay all day. So before this week is over with, we need to find out what's a good day available for you. It's probably going to be either Saturday or Sunday. More than likely a Saturday. So don't forget to wire your grandson up, because I promise you and him both will get in free on the shake and bake.
Okie doke. Now, that's coming up this weekend, you say?
No, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Not this coming weekend, but next weekend. All right?
Yep.
Okay, put it on your calendar. And I got to call Big Mark out of Chicago, because he won a ticket to go to Autorama also. And Justin's grandmother called me today, yesterday, and I got to set it up for him, too. I'll probably have to go pick him up. So we'll probably go down there, all three of us, or all four of us together. All right? Oh, boy.
Okay.
All right.
My grandson told me to tell you hello.
Oh, he there with you?
Yeah, Elijah.
Oh, what's up, Elijah?
Hold on. Elijah, come here real fast. You can say what you wanted to say to Mr. Shea.
Hello, Mr. Shea.
Hold on, Greg. How you doing, Elijah? How you been?
I'm being good. How about you?
Oh, I'm blessed to be with the best, man. God. I'm blessed to be with the best, brother. As long as I'm above ground and I got God in my life, I'm great. I'm really great. Okay, you remember I promised you and your granddad I was going to take you out to the Autorama downtown at the Cobo Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to talk some more with your granddad and we're going to work a date out. It goes Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Not this coming weekend, but in 2 weeks. We'll figure out what day we can best where we can get everybody to go at the same time. Probably gonna be a Saturday, so okay. Keep your schedule open, all right?
Okay.
All right. It was good talking with you, man.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, do good. All right. Let's see. Oh, man, we got to get going here. Somebody's at the door. I know who that is. That's Brother Greg. That's Brother Greg there. Come on in, Brother Greg.
What's up, Shay? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's happening, man?
Good. Everything's lovely. You know, we were down out at 131 Martin, Michigan today. I just got in. I just got back. Not with the car.
Oh,
man. I was out there watching.
I was thinking. I said, isn't that great? And went down and took that vet and cracked a couple of heads, boy.
No, I'm still waiting on some parts, but I found I had a few problems with the engine, so I had to order some parts for it. So that's what kind of held me up a little bit. But we'll be ready sometime within the next couple of weeks. We should be ready to get busy. So
okay.
Yeah, I just went out there to see what was going on. So hey, Shake, I'm looking at this picture that you sent me. Who is that?
That's a funny car that Teo, he's on the show now, that he's thinking about purchasing. That was the car he drove back in 83. Years ago, and now it's up for sale, and he's thinking about buying it, Greg.
Oh, okay. That's a nice car. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that thing, man. We had a lot of fun. Oh, okay. Okay. So you once drove it, Teo, and then now somebody else bought it? Well, the original owner, so the guy I drove for bought the car from him back in the 80s. And
gotcha.
And then I started driving for him, and then he passed away. So the guy who originally owned the car bought the car back, but he's probably about 72, 73 years old now, and it's just a handful. You don't take it out much. So he had reached out to me and asked me if I was interested. I'm like, I'm very interested in this car. So,
oh, okay.
You know, I just sold, he wants to sell the whole thing, the trailer and everything. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't need the trailer. I told him I had a 32-foot trailer and enclosed, so I really don't need the trailer. Because I just don't know how much I could sell the trailer for. And I said, well, you know what? I just don't have anywhere to put
what's
that trailer, but maybe we'll figure out.
How many feet is it?
It's 28. But here's the thing with that trailer, just so I can let you know. The trailer that he's got is the exact same trailer when I was driving the car. And so it's a very old trailer, man. It's a good trailer.
Is it?
But it's old, you know, but it works. They travel with it, you know, until he finally hung up his boots. But, yeah, I don't need. It's got a winch in it. It's got cabinets in it. Oh, but the cabinets are like all handmade cabinets. You know, back then when you got a trailer, it was just a box. So you know, the cabinets in it were all handmade. But you know, it's just a very. And I don't even know if that trailer was originally bent, or if the guy I drove the car for bought the trailer or had the trailer and just stuffed his stuff in it.
So, Taylor, let me ask you a question. I know, like you said, it was about a 28-footer. I don't think you could get a golf cart or no four-wheeler in that thing with a 28-footer.
No.
Can you? I'm finna say I got a 26-footer, and I'm catching hell with my golf cart in there. So I know
Wait a minute, Greg. That funny car ain't that long, is it, Teo?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I mean, it's long. It'll take up room. But we use the car that we towed the trailer out with, the dually. That's what we went down and we towed the car back with. Was that we didn't back then? They weren't really using golf carts or nothing like that.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember.
Go ahead.
You got to remember too, Greg, is that when that body's up and you're behind it, you can't even really see what's in front of you.
Okay, you sure?
So
you're right.
That's why the cars were always pulled up, unless they just leave the body down and push you back. But you know that'd be another way to, you know, you could do it if you're going to get pushed by a golf cart, but. You know, usually once the body came, you put the rack on it and you pinned it in there, then you brought it all the way back like that.
Okay.
Hey, Melvin, you still on there? Melvin Coney.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Melvin Coney. Hey, how long you had? You remember when we went to the White Castle? How long was that trailer, 28 feet?
First, that last one was the one I got now, 26. One before that was 24. Yep.
24.
Yep.
Okay, so you remember you used to put the Malibu in there, and you would put the four-wheel in there sideways.
Yep.
And that
yep.
was a 24-foot trailer, right?
That was 24-footer, yeah.
That's the way I do mine. I put my 20. Well, I come through the side door with it, and I put my golf cart in the side. I drive it in sideways, and then I put my car in the back. So I got some room. Like I said, a 26-footer is pretty. Give me a little bit of more room to breathe with. So.
Right. So now we're talking two more feet. a breathing room.
Yeah, that ain't a whole lot, but it helps.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, Tao. See what they want. See how much they want minus the trailer. And you say it's an old trailer. Well, hell, how bad does it? Can it look? Long as them axles are still going and leaf springs holding.
You know, I think I have some pictures of the trailer from a few years ago. I'll see if I can find them, Chick, and I'll send them to you. It's not a bad trailer. It's just a very old trailer. You got to remember that trailer's, 40 years old. I'm guessing at least.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I said, they carried the funny car in it. And they'd run up and down the coast racing that nostalgia stuff. So I mean, they weren't afraid to use it.
I'm saying it may not be that bad, and I'm sure they took good care of it. It ain't beat up, but trying to help you. If I got the trailer, you can get the car, and we kill two birds with one stone. Just a thought. Because if they don't want to separate the two, that's gonna put it harder on you. But if they'll separate it and I buy the trailer and then you buy the car, we can get a package deal out of the two. You know, something to think about. Because you don't need the trailer, because I know you just got one. What was it, year four last year? Yeah, year four last. Something to think about.
Well, you know what, Jake? I'll tell you what. Let me do this. I'm going to talk to him again tomorrow about it all. And, and I was just telling him that if he wants me to take the trailer, just to take the trailer, just to get everything out of his hair, because I was trying to work the deal with him, all I want is the car. If he just wants to toss the trailer in just to get rid of it. And that's what I was kind of leaning towards. So if I can get it like that, we'll just give you the trailer if you need it. I won't need it.
Yeah, I do need a trailer, and I was thinking about a 28-footer. I didn't want to go lower than a 26 or 24, but 28 would be sufficient. That way you can carry your tools and your golf cart. Whatever you have to put in there. So because I can't picture what the trailer might look like or how, if it's anything damaged. Because
you got
the two axles, leaf spring, and the door. What else could go bad
The inside of the trailer is all wood.
Mm-hmm.
There's no white panels or nothing like that on there. No diamond plate. It's all wood.
Okay.
If I remember right, I think the floor was even wood. Don't quote me on that. I'm trying to remember on what the trailer looked like. But it was solid. I mean, it was a solid trailer.
Yeah, I'd like to get that trailer. Then you'll have an excuse for me to come out there and get it.
Hey, listen. Hey, and if you needed me to bring it out there, it'd be summertime, because I ain't traveling in that cold shit, so.
Oh, I would not dare ask you to come in July. I would prefer you come in December when it's nice and toasty.
Yeah, that ain't happening, baby. I'd be like the boy in the bubble, man. I'll have a big warm bubble around me.
Damn, Jake, I thought I had him on that one. I was going to get trick him to come on out here.
Be nice to have you come out here. Bring some of that out there. Sunshine.
Sunshine State. Hell yeah. And that way he can bring the funny car in there, and I can leave it here and race Melvin with it. Melvin probably beat my ass, but I can race Melvin with it.
Is Melvin still on the line? Is he still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm talking. Go ahead, Mel.
I just wanted to ask you, is your last name spelled C-O-O-N-E-Y?
One O. It's like Coney Island.
Oh, okay. Oh, Coney. Okay, because, mine's is Cooney.
Oh, okay.
And we out of Arkansas.
Uh-oh.
I was just trying to see if we had any semblance there. We all can. Though.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Well, Greg, hey, Greg.
And I like the name Melvin. It's a good, strong name.
Greg still here?
I hope nobody related on here. Greg,
yeah, I'm still here.
No,
I was just trying to see when you're going to be ready. When we're going to get round two in.
That'll be up to you where your next run. I mean, I'm going to Norwalk next. Well, if I get my punch back, I'll be at Norwalk next week to do some testing.
So, oh, okay, okay.
So we've me and
maybe the first of the month. First of the month or something. Maybe the first of the month or something.
Okay, that sounds
first
good.
Of May.
So me and
we'll
Mr.
There. Let's see what we can do.
Me and Mr. Clean are going out there next week. We're gonna do some testing, so I know the car will be right then when I get ready to bring it back out. So just want to get some new parts for it. I had some couple of wear and tear on some of the things that I had, so I got all that taken care of. So I'm just waiting on the parts to come, and I just put them in, and then we'll be ready. So what's the topic for the discussion today? Because NHRA is on right now. I'm kind of like watching that.
Oh, you going to put NHRA in front of the shake and bake grudge talk show? Get him, Brother Jake.
I got a license.
Get him.
I got an NHRA license.
You don't do no. Get him, Jake. Get him, Corey. Oh, I ain't got no backup on him. Jake and Corey fire. Melvin, get him.
Well, they respect us. They
him,
respect
Melvin.
They respect the real racer.
you going to Norwalk with who? Mr. Clean? who gonna be racing? You or Mr. Clean?
Hey, he wanna follow these Chevrolet boys, that's all. Yeah, he wanna follow these Chevrolet boys. Every time they hear about us running, they wanna come and follow, wanna run behind us. You know how that is.
Okay. Okay, Greg. Throwing these shots in there.
You better,
okay.
You better watch out.
I'm going to roll my gun up.
You better watch out.
You ain't lying. You know how Mr. Clean do. Mr. Clean will go in that shop, tear that joker down, look at it, and, this has got to be the problem. Put it back together and come after you.
Yeah, I'm looking for that. I'm looking forward to that. You know me. I'll be looking forward to them Ford boys running. So.
Ooh, wee. Well, you know, if you get past him, then you got to get past Mac Travis.
Well, we
ran into a stumbling block now. You got to knock out both of them forward boys.
See, Mac Travis got an 800 some cubic inch motor. See, I got a little bitty small motor.
So, we ain't gonna put the history of Mac Travis out there, but. Like I say, so 800, 900, 1,000, so.
Yep.
Get him, Greg. Get him. Don't be scared of that monster motor. My money on you anyway.
Mike told me to take his place, man. So what we gonna do?
Who?
Mike told me to take his place.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can do that on the street.
Okay.
We can do that on the street.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
What y'all doing on the street?
Ain't got that notebook. I meant to tell Melvin too that I'm running this notebook class, so just be prepared for that. So if we gonna run, we probably should make sure it's a no prep.
Somebody moving around creating a bunch of noise. Thank you. Now go ahead and talk. Ooh, that noise was killing me. I was one of them, too. It was either Greg or Melvin, but they can shut themselves up. Whoever it wasn't, you can come back on. But in the meantime, or in between time, we got another person at the door. Oh, my other co-host. Oh, yeah, I guess the bug done bit him, too. He coming in late. What up, brother Rich?
What bug? What bug would have bit me?
I was late for Tail's show. I was late for Tail's show yesterday. Now you're being late.
Well, the only bug that bit me was the motivational bug, and I just come out of the shop. So I got a good reason for being late. Race season's around the corner. Got things to get done. Got to get the truck, trailer, get everything ready to put that car in it.
Corey was talking about earlier about prepping the trailer and all that stuff. Have you ever had any wheel bearing problems?
I don't keep a trailer long enough for that. I buy a new one every couple of years.
Oh, man.
Well, it's the way it's been the last. No, it's just one gets T-boned by a truck. One's not big enough. A guy comes by and offers me what I paid for it 2 years ago, so I bought another one, and another guy comes by, and I just keep upgrading because everybody just keeps getting my money back. I'd reuse them for 2 years, and they give me what I pay for them, so I buy a new trailer.
Trailers are good market, huh?
Yeah. And they're a good write-off because the race shop gets to write off that trailer interest on that loan every month. You can only do that for 4 years, and then you can't do it anymore, so you got to buy something new. And I damn sure ain't buying a new truck, I'll tell you that. So what have I missed? Anything good?
We got a topic on here, but first and foremost, let me, there's a caller that had his hand up for a minute ago. The 314 number. Put your hand back up. 314 area code. Put your hand back up. I'll open up your mic. Can I go? I'm going on mute for a minute.
Uh-oh. There we go. Someone's in trouble.
Yeah. No. So how's Jake doing? How's everything down that way? Did we lose Jake? Was it just me and Tail? We the only ones on here, Tail?
Yeah. Kevin was on here. Corey's on here. Oh, there he is. There's Corey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's Corey.
What's up?
I didn't know if he was on or not, man. How's you doing today? I know Tail's good. I talked to him forever yesterday, so I can talk to Corey tonight.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just getting back.
Yeah. Getting that car about ready to get wired up and getting ready to rock and roll?
No, I ain't touching the car. I've been working.
Yeah,
focusing on work right now. I ain't thinking about that car.
I can't stop thinking about the car.
Man, I feel you.
It's been in the garage too long. Been in there too long. Got to get that sumbitch out. Got to start kicking somebody's butt.
Jake, I sent you something in
the
message.
Right.
I don't know if you got it or not.
Let me check. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Damn it. Got too much going on
maybe
at
I
one time
be,
here.
Maybe I shouldn't be sending him stuff during the show.
What'd you say?
I shouldn't be sending you stuff through the show.
No, I need to have it. I'll play catch up in a minute. We've got hey Mike, hit the one button. Now we can get you in.
Was that Melvin? Who was Melvin talking to about the no preparation? Said he was gonna go no preparation.
Greg.
See the one that was on here the last week or whatever talked about coming over that way, Eddie? Isn't that the same guy?
Hey, is that Rich?
Hey, Rich.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, look, when is the next Mike. No Prep? Because I know something that came up. Is it at Lapeer that's going to be on the 24th or 27th? When is the No Prep race supposed to be? The next one.
The one at Lapeer got canceled on the 22nd and moved back a week till the 29th.
Okay, so the No Prep will be at Lapeer on the 29th.
Yep, the first one's in Indiana on the 15th.
May 15th.
May 15th.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Uh-oh, we're gearing up to go to the No Prep.
Yeah, I'm gonna make Lapeer first though. I'm gonna go down to Lapeer first, and I wanna just check the track. You ain't gotta worry about checking the track. Just get the car ready to be set up for the No Prep. I ran the No Prep before when we was out at the airport. So I love that, man. That was way to go. I'm telling you, you ain't gotta have no horsepower. You just gotta be able to dial the car in.
There you go. Well, if you're going to go test it up here, don't do it on your normal weekend because they glue the shit out of the track on a normal weekend. You ain't going to get a true reading on it. But.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
yeah.
We'll
you
see.
Go up there for their test and tune, they pretty much almost radio prep that track just for test and tune.
Okay. So that won't be no prep, nothing.
It will be on the 22nd because they ain't doing nothing but blowing it off.
Oh, okay. Okay, now the 22nd, is that a Friday?
I'm sorry, the 29th, which is a Saturday.
A Saturday, okay.
Yeah, I keep saying the 22nd because that's the old date. 29th. 29th at Lapeer, they're not doing anything but taking the leaf blower out and blowing the dust off.
Okay, good.
All right. I got another caller standing by. Some of you might know him. We haven't talked to him in a while. But this is the brother I met. Hey, Melvin, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
This is one of our race buddies. I don't know if you was on the show, but Teo might have been. I know Corey was. This young brother here, he had won the race at the Black Sunday, Melvin, when I went out there for the first time in years. But he's got a Firebird. I don't know if he still got the same car now, but this young brother here, Mike Solomon, was at the Black Sunday. And let's give him a warm welcome and a handshake. Brother Mike, you on the line. How you been, brother?
Hey, I'm all right, and you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, bro. I'm blessed to be with the best. Long time no hear from, man. How you been? What's going on out there?
I've just been working and getting my new car together. I sold the Firebird. I kept the motor and transmission out of it, though. It's going in my new car.
Okay.
What
you got now?
I got a Fox, 89 Fox body.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's another small tire car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm planning on grudge racing a few times this year.
Okay.
And I run I'm still gonna be running the street car class with it also.
With that car?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's got full interior, got a cage, everything else done to it.
Well, I got a question, and I know one of my co-hosts on the show want to ask you a question. But the first question I want to let's see if I got it right. This is Mike Solomon, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You had won an event last time I talked to you. Tell everybody what that event was and how did we how did we get to meet?
Yeah. So it was at Black Sunday, UBDR through Black Sunday in St. Louis, and they had a street car cash days event. And I went round for round and ended up winning first place with two blown head gaskets the whole day. So I was running no water in the motor the whole day. And, Yep. Yeah.
You're giving up those race secrets right now.
Huh?
So you giving up them race secrets?
Hey, I did the car cruise too with no water in the motor. It didn't overheat though. As long as I stayed out the gas, I was good. So between round and round, I would just let it cool off. And, yeah, that was about it for real. But, yeah, I went round for round and ended up winning the cash and the trophy.
Okay. What was your daddy's name? I forgot his name.
I'm actually
your daddy or uncle.
My dad is Mike Solomon Sr., and my uncle is Wanell Brown.
Wanell Brown. Which one was that had the Pontiac?
That's Wanell. Wanell.
That's a GTO.
You know him, don't you?
I know Wanell. Yeah, Dr. Detroit, Charlie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
my
uncle.
Yeah,
you might know some of his dad and uncle Greg, because they used to go to Black Sunday all the time.
Yeah, I talked to him before because he had the car up for sale at one time, and I came and took a look at it. I sat in the car actually with Waddell. He showed me that, man, that car is a, I don't even know if he still got it. Mike, has he still got it?
Yeah, he still has it.
Oh, okay. Did he decide to sell it? Or, I mean, I know when I sat in it, I wanted that car, man. But you know, I had already had one, so I just said I'm gonna take a rain check on this one. So, but that would have been a good car.
Yeah, he's sitting out this year, but he plans on bringing it back out next year a little bit faster.
Okay. Do you know why they changed not Black Sunday, but changed the track name? It's now some name, a funny name. What?
So it was Gateway International Raceway at first, but they ended up getting a new owner. So the owner of Worldwide Technology ended up buying Gateway, and he ended up changing the name to Worldwide Technology Raceway.
Worldwide Technology.
That's
Greg, the new owner, Greg, was he had invented or designed or some came out with some type of modem for the internet. And I couldn't put his business out there, but he was doing all right for himself with some money. And somebody offered him, why don't you go ahead and buy the racetrack? It's up for sale. And he invested in it.
Yeah, okay. So the guy that owns Worldwide Technology, he has a bunch of warehouses out here too. And he has a corporate office out in West County.
So, Mike, do you know if they're going to – I know you probably don't know if they're going to be running the Black Sunday program this year, because I know, you know, because of the COVID, you know, everything was put on hold. So have you heard any updates or anything pertaining to what's going on with Black Sunday?
Well, we were still racing at the track last year, but they didn't have Black Sunday last year. It's probably honestly – I really don't know when they're going to have Black Sunday again, but they're not having it this year.
Okay.
So, but I will keep you guys updated and let you know when the next time they're going to have Black Sunday. Most likely it's going to be at a different location, but we'll see.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good, because I like to know, because I like going out there, man. I mean, it's just to get away from the city from here. To go down there, man. We having a good time.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, we got a big event coming up in June 5th. That's when I'm getting my car ready for. I don't know if you guys be on YouTube a lot, but there's a black guy named Demonology. He's from Texas. He's throwing a YouTube call-out event here in St. Louis. And it's supposed to be a bunch of people. Chicago's coming down, Detroit, Atlanta, Texas, Memphis, Kansas City, Ohio, Wisconsin, like just a whole bunch of different cities are coming. I got a guy from Chicago they want me to race named Playboy Jeezy. He got a Cutlass on rims with a turbo.
Oh, Lord, I think I know who you're talking about. I seen that car.
It's black
car,
and gold.
Rims, all them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people from Chicago want him to race me. So if he wants to race, I end up racing him also. But my main race is against Demonology. He has a Dodge Demon. Hey, so it's a pretty quick car. But, yeah, we got a grudge race going for that day. But it's supposed to be a lot of people coming.
So what is this? What is the race? I mean, is it like a grudge race?
So basically, it's for a lot of YouTubers to race each other, call their friends out. You don't even have to have YouTube. Just, you know, you come, pay, test and tune your car if you want to. But basically, it's just going to be a lot of people with street cars that are racing each other and maybe race cars, maybe a few race cars. But it's going to be a car show there. They're doing the donut competition stuff and just all types of stuff. Roll racing.
Yeah. Now, I'm back. When is this, Mike? When is this taking place?
June 5th. June 5th.
And this at Gateway?
Yep, all day.
Okay, June 5th.
It's gonna be an all day.
Guys might be interested.
Yeah, it should be pretty interesting, man. This actually is gonna be one of the biggest events we've had here. So, yeah, it's gonna be
okay,
pretty interesting.
You know,
Mike, are you from?
You know,
St. Louis?
Aaron.
Yeah, I'm from St. Louis. I actually stay here right now.
Where at? I got a bunch of family. I'm in California, but I got a lot of family in St. Louis, and I have some cousins that work for the Cardinals.
Oh yeah, I stay in North City. That's like, to be honest, that's like 8 minutes from downtown.
My family's in Bridgeton, Maryland Heights.
Okay, I know
that area.
Is. Yeah, I actually just left from out that area. But yeah, I know exactly where you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's out towards the airport.
Yeah, right. A few minutes away from the airport. Mm-hmm. He used to have that Sunoco gas station right off of Dorset.
Okay.
70 or maybe the 70. I can't remember which one that loops around there.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Can I have you guys pause for a second? Mike, you know who Aaron Alson is.
Yeah.
Melvin, you might know him. Some of the fellas on the show might know him, but he was the president of the Black Sunday, and I just got off the phone with him, and he just told me that he had a baby, and they're having some complications. And I want y'all to pause for a minute, put your phone on mute, and we're going to have a quick prayer for him. So put your phone on mute for a quick second, fellas. Okay, thank you. Father God in heaven, I'm here asking you to lay hands on my brother Aaron. One of our brothers just had a baby. And they're having some complications. So when I called him, he just put me up on it, Lord, Father God in heaven. We ask you, Lord, to lay your hands on this baby and the family. And we know you're in control. We know you're the Father of all things, Father, and you can make things right if it's your will. If it's your will, Father, look after these families, look after the baby, and keep the brother with us so we can keep him in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah, I just got off the phone with Aaron, and he would have came on with us, people, but he's at the hospital. So we're going to keep him in our prayers and hope everything works out all right for him. And stay blessed. All right.
Yeah, I talk to him every week.
Do you?
Just to keep updated with him and what's going on with the baby and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah, because he sounded real tired. I think he was wore out being at the hospital and everything. So.
Yeah, because him and his wife, they take turns going to the hospital to watch the baby and stuff. And, you know, they working full time, too. So they got to go home and, you know, spend some time with their other kids. And just to make sure they don't feel lonely at home. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
he take our
prayers open
right
for him,
now.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1-3. We got another caller at the door. Let's see who this is. 313-1396. Who we got, caller?
That's Hamilton Mike.
Oh, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, what's up,
Joe? 7-day late phone call. Yeah, I called you last week, man. But
I was a little bit under the weather, so I was just in the bed. Missed your call. I seen it when I got up morning.
Okay, all right. I wanted to touch bases with you, Mike. You know, you my boy and everything, but I wanted to stay in your corner. In spite of everything that happened, I need to know what your thought process is. So, you know, big brother just looking out for you. That's all.
I appreciate that, Shake. You know what I'm saying. The thing about it, Shake, is, you know, I got my money back, and like I say, you know, one side of you make you want to do something, the other side of you just kind of want you to kind of like let it go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nevertheless, you know, everything is good. So, you know, two wrongs don't make a right, Shay.
Yeah, that's true.
Your little episode out there a couple of weeks ago, Mike, has changed my schedule for the whole summer.
It did. You know, you're the one with that's giving the no prep events, right?
Yeah.
I was telling my son and a buddy of mine that I'm going to attend to the one, I think it's the 22nd or the 15th or something, correct?
The one at Lapeer is now the 29th.
Oh, the 29th now.
Yep, they rescheduled it because of some conflict or something, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm going to attend the event.
Well, I look forward to meeting all you guys.
I'm definitely going to be there. I definitely will.
Okay. To let y'all know, the guy that y'all talking to, Rich, he has a performance race shop, and he sells performance too. Man, we got an echo. I don't know where it's coming from.
That probably be me, Shake, because I'm riding on the freeway, and I'm talking through the radio on my truck.
Oh, yeah. Can you reach your phone and put it on mute?
Is the echo gone now?
Yeah, it's gone. Well, I want to let y'all know that Rich has a performance race shop. If y'all need some parts, tools, or anything for your race car performance, Rich here on the show has a performance race shop, and he's going to give y'all the number out to where if you need something, he can pretty much beat anybody's price. Take it away, Rich.
That's 269-268-0440, Still in Frax Motorsports. And I also sell racing fuel.
Okay, what is that up near Muskegon or Grand Rapids?
It's actually where 69 and 94 cross in Marshall.
Okay, that's right on the other side of Jackson, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because I need some things
now. Maybe I can give you a call in the morning, Rick, and you can get me going.
I'm available all day, and I promise I will take care of you.
Okay. You sell, you do have, you can nitrous stuff, correct?
Yes, sir. I fill bottles and everything here.
Okay.
And I am an NX dealer.
Oh, okay. That's just what I need. I'm looking for a Stinger system.
I'm sure we can set you up with something. So
all right.
Give me a call, and we'll see what you're looking for. Just so you know, your secrets are safe with me.
Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Is that you talking? Hey, only on the Shake and Bake Buds talk show.
That's cool. So how's things coming with the Astadega track?
We haven't heard. I don't know. Rich, have you heard anything about a schedule? Because that's all we're looking for. They're having a swap meet on May the 11th. But we haven't found out if they made up a schedule.
I think it's May 1st.
No, you gave me the 11th.
Did I?
No, you told me the 11th because I wrote it down.
I'll double check, but I'll
yep, May 11th. Swap meet. Okay, double check on it. And we're waiting to hear something else, Mike, about the schedule since that's a new track. And ain't nobody, well, all right, ain't nobody, y'all haven't been to the track yet, but I've been there. And it's just like, it looks sort of like Lapeer, but we're waiting on the schedule to come out. Because,
okay.
You know, he just got it. He's doing some fixing up on the track. He just fixed the tower. And the track has always been there. So whatever little bit he got to get ready, and I figure he'll give us a schedule so we can come on out.
Okay.
It's May 1st.
That's good.
It's May 1st?
It is. Yes, it is May 1st. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay,
it opens up.
Scratch that up. Have you heard anything about a schedule yet, Rich?
No, they've been out there working on it every 3 or 4 days a week. They've been out there doing stuff, and there hasn't been really any updates. I know it. The last I heard, he was waiting for Frost Laws to get out so he could get the big trucks out there and the Frost Laws so that they could actually get the big concrete trucks out and all that kind of stuff to do things out there at the track.
Okay.
You know, because it's all two-lane country roads out there, so they got to wait until they get permission to put all that big equipment out there.
Okay. Oh, shoot, it might be. So you don't know exactly what they got to do?
If they do any fast stuff, they're going to have to resurface the track. It's got to be scraped and then some resurfacing done. There's a I don't know how many guys on here that's raced out there today, but that little dip that was in the right-hand lane is now a big dip in the right-hand lane. So they got to fix that before they can do too much.
Okay. Well, so far for that, if they about their business, they can probably knock that out in a short period of time. Well, we'll just be patient and wait on it. We're just glad we got another track.
Right.
I think they'll be up and racing this year. They'll definitely have some events out there before the summer's over.
Okay. Good. Oh, man, Mike, we lost Mike. He just fell off.
No, I'm here.
I was going to ask him, does he? Huh? No, not you, Mike. It was another Mike on the show from St. Louis. I was going to ask him, no prep? We got somebody else at the door. Good God Almighty. Oh, I know who this is. He better call in so we can get his ticket. What up, Big Mark?
Brother Shake, how you feel, man? What's happening?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I didn't even have to call you. But, you know, we're getting close to the countdown for the Autorama in 2 weeks, not this weekend, but the weekend after.
I definitely ready for that.
Okay, you know, I promise you, you got free tickets. You got a free ticket to the Autorama one of the days. whichever one you want, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You let me know how you coming and when, how long you gonna go, how long you gonna stay. So one of them days you get to get in free.
I appreciate that, man. Sounds good. I'm hoping to enjoy myself in Memphis this weekend, and then next weekend, like I say, come up there and hang out with you.
Okay. You going to Memphis, too?
Yeah, I'll be down there.
Okay. Well, I'll see you down there then, Big Mark.
No
you want to support Bobby Cole. Hey, we're going to have to leave Melvin behind. He ain't got enough nitrous and fuel to get down there.
No, we got to help Melvin out if that's what needs to happen. You know, we got to get Melvin down there now.
Man, we come out better helping broke leg horse. Yeah, he like to be down there, Big Mark, but he got better things to do.
One thing for sure, if he get down there, he gonna race. So that's one thing that I like about Melvin. He ain't gonna play with you. He gonna get in there and take care of his business, one way or the other.
That's right.
Really? He gonna get down there and get in the next lane, Mark?
Without a doubt.
Well, Melvin, you got five now. You got five, Melvin.
Hey, after the season over, it'll be more. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Melvin, what's happening, brother?
Hey, now. Shaq, I thought everybody was getting an Autorama free for you, man. I thought you said everybody on the show got in free.
Man, some people pissed me off, and I had to renege on that, dog. I had to renege. Too much love. And not enough love back.
Who said they were going to Norwalk to test next week?
That was Greg.
That was Greg, I think.
Where you at, Greg?
Yeah, I'm still here. Yeah, I'm going. We're going down there to do a little testing down in Norwalk.
Okay.
Anything
special on down there over the next 2 weekends, or just they're open for testing too?
No, they trying to just invite some people to come down so they can get the track a little prep, get it ready for, you know, for their program, because they got a program coming out, the bracket class, they got some kind of bracket class they trying to get set up. So they want to bring a lot of cars out to just, you know, get some rubber in the track. So they say if you want to come out, you only got to pay $25. I think $25 you can race all day. So we're going to go down there and do a little testing.
Is that just next weekend or
that's
the
next
few weekends? Oh, okay.
So do they have a clock on when they do that? Or they have them off?
No, they have. If you're gonna run grudge, or you're gonna run if you're gonna run somewhere, you got no time on the clock. They won't show your time.
Oh, okay.
So you just go down there and you just line them up, and first one get to the end wins, like it as usual. So,
okay.
Can't wait to get there, but get a lot of the guys to come back. Cause see, that's what happened when they shut the track down last year, based on some situations. Now I don't think it was more COVID related, but because of the situation, he ran a lot of the guys away, and a lot of them guys got familiar with some other tracks, and so they kind of like left Norwalk alone. So he's trying to bring everybody back to Norwalk, just like they did in St. Louis. You know, everybody stopped coming to St. Louis when they saw the situation where, you know, a lot of the guys was not being represented at that Black Sunday program. So Norwalk had the same situation. A lot of guys just stopped coming. So they were trying to get the guys to come back. So.
Hey, Shake, I got the news last week. It kind of upset me, man, that they telling me that Orteola had been sold. I don't know if you guys knew that, man. Kind of hurt me a little bit. Man.
Well, if it's been sold, that's good news.
No, it's been sold to a milk company, and they're going to tear it down and turn it into part of their
Okay.
The truck storage unit. It's done, gone forever.
Because I know they said they weren't opening up this year, so I thought maybe if somebody bought it, they actually was going to open it, but that sucks.
Yeah, actually, we got the news from Leon. Brother Leon came on and told us, done deal.
Which track is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Portiola.
Huh?
Which track is that?
Portiola in Bell Park, Indiana.
Okay.
That was the other track we used to sneak down to and test because nobody ever went there.
I'm telling you. Yes, sir. You go down there and let your hair down and be pretty much safe that your information don't get out.
Hey, how long it take you to get there, Rich?
35, 40 minutes.
Oh, shoot.
From my house,
too bad.
From my house, it is exactly 106 miles from my house to Osceola, to their front gate.
Mm-hmm. And how long it took?
Onondaga's 35 miles, and I think Osceola was like 57 or 60 miles, right around that, 57, 80 miles, 60 miles. So,
yeah,
it was nice.
How long it take you, Big Mark?
I used to get there in probably like an hour and 45 minutes. We would hop on 90. You take 90. 90 is basically a straight shot. When you get off on the exit, you're only a couple blocks away from the track. You got to make a couple lefts and rights and go around a little winding road, and then you're right there.
Okay.
Yeah, all the guys used to bitch about having to go to Osceola out of Chicago because they had to pay the toll for the toll road.
Yeah, man, but that's part of the trip, man. The toll wasn't no big deal, man. If them few dollars going to kill you, then you need to stay at home. Or take the long way around.
Which, man, I never thought twice as much as the toll.
It wasn't that bad from what I can remember. I know when we first get on, in Chicago, it was like $3. And then when you got to the first Indiana toll, that sucker was something like about $2.85. Then when you got down toward Osceola, I think when you got down there, it might have been $5-6. So you was under $20 getting there on the toll road. But like I say, it was a straight shot. So, man.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the long way and use 94, it costs you $40 in fuel.
I'm telling you. Yeah, so now, you know, if you're going somewhere and you're having fun, man, you just got to put that down as part of the expense on you making the trip. You can't sit there, man, I don't want the toll road. They won't. No, then stay at home. Stay your ass at home.
Yeah. And look at them now. Look at it now, Mark. Now there's one less track they can go to.
I'm telling you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were.
So if something happened to 41, not speaking nothing bad, that would have been a standby track for them to go to. You need to have more than one, two options. We have it here in Detroit. Milan is shut down. But we still got Lapeer, 131, and then Onondaga just opened. So once we get a schedule for them, we still in the green.
I know where I live at in the city. I'm kind of almost, I would say, centrally located, because from my house to 41, 63 miles, and on the other flip of the coin, from my house to Union Grove, 66 miles. So a lot of people go to 41 because they don't want to go to the Grove. But see, the problem is not the trip going to the Grove. It's actually the traffic. You run into the downtown traffic, then you run into the traffic going to O'Hare Airport, and that ties you up. So you're mm-hmm. actually not too different in mileage, but in time and traffic restrictions, you got a longer run. It just seems like you just got a longer run going to Union Grove.
Okay. Well, if you love this racing and this game, like I do, you turn that key, fill up that gas, and put the pedal to the metal and go anyway. Ain't too much gonna
stop
me. So you gotta love the game in order to play.
That's right.
Gotta love the game.
Hey, when are you leaving for Memphis?
It's going to probably be, I don't know, Wednesday. I'm going to try to leave out Wednesday if things go right. I got to get there and get to my house early. Then I run over to the track.
No, okay.
If things go right. So far, everything's been working out this week. I got a couple more jobs I got to do, and then I would like to leave out Tuesday, but it ain't looking like that, Big Mark.
Uh-huh. I heard there's a slight chance of some rain. We're going to hope that's just fictional. We're going to hope that the weather clears up before then.
Yeah, my weather guy was talking to me earlier today. The first time he looked at it, it was some 60-something percent chance of rain, but then it dropped down to 30-something. We'll see if it improves. Because, you know, the weather in the south, it'll rain in a spot and then dry up in the next 30 minutes.
Right. Right. And the good
and
part
it,
is,
and then it might blow.
The good part, if it does rain out, there are other places that can go, so it just won't be a wasted trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can easily say, well, we're going to go over to Holly Springs or we'll go over to another track and should make the best out of it. Because when I went down to Trick or Treat to Witch Race at Holly Springs, it rained from Indianapolis all the way to Memphis. And when I got a little bit past Memphis, it cleared up. Driving
ball. Okay.
I was thinking it was going to be a washout, but nope, that rain will blow somewhere else, and it's like that.
Hey, is Lena still open?
Lena, Mississippi?
Yeah.
I don't know. That was the track KO and Melvin and Corey and I went to years ago, and I ain't heard nobody else out of the clique went back up there.
That was Gadget. That was Gadget and Big Clark's race that they did there. I don't know if they still run stuff out of there or not.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
It, I enjoyed it. It was a nice place. My only problem was when we woke up that morning, how them cars sunk in that red mud. We had to get everybody in there had to get pulled out of there. Kind of reminded you of that movie My Cousin Vinny, when him and his girl got stuck in the mud with their Cadillac. Yeah, that was crazy. But the track, it was nice. The people were nice, man. I had a good time. I forgot the guy's name that was cooking the ribs out of the kitchen stove. He had a kitchen stove that he converted to a barbecue grill. And, man,
a grill.
Some of the best ribs. Yeah, that was some of the best ribs I have ate, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to going down there and relaxing and de-stressing and having a good time, man. Do some Uncle Larry fellowshipping and gambling and just have some fun.
Well, we will, Big Mark. I'm going to hook up with you when we get down there. We're going to have a wing ding of a time. Because a lot of the Mississippi people and Memphis people shows up. So it's going to be a, it's going to be a damn good event.
I told Brother Lee, man, go on, if you make them sweet potato pies, man, I said, go on and bring me two of them. I said, I still old shake a pie down there. So go on and bring me
Oh,
couple.
Man, Big Mark, I'm going to have to come off my diet to get that sweet potato pie. Goodness.
Yes, sir.
That's like a show going to blow me up, but it's good as hell.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
You know, I bought two of them from Lee, and
right.
I said I was going to save them until I got back to Detroit, and one of them made it, and the other one didn't. It's only 4 hours from Detroit to 41, and the other pot didn't make it.
Yeah. Excuse me, you brought one of them over there. I was sitting in my Suburban. You brought one over there, and... Man, we sat there and killed that. We were only supposed to get a little piece of it, man. Me and you sat there and killed that pie in this truck.
That was the other group. The other one, I bought two to take home. And the next time I came, I bought that one and me and you tore it up.
Okay.
Heck yeah. All right, the topic for today's show was, what do you do to prep for a race? Anybody on the show would like to give an answer? How about you, Hamilton Mike? What do you do to prep for a race?
It all depends on where I'm going to be at.
You mean what track? Or?
Yeah, what track I'm going to be at. You know, some of these... places, you know, they do real good on prepping they track, you know, and some of them don't, you know, some of them only want it, you know, glue the starting line, you know, when it really need to be glued.
Hold on. We getting off the track. No, what I mean by is, what do you do to prep to go to a event? Say like the event. Say if you're going to Bobby Cole's race in Memphis. What do you do to gear up to go to a race?
What do I do?
Yeah. What's your game plan? You about to travel to Memphis. You about to travel to Memphis Motorsport Park, and you on the phone with us right now. What have you done, or what do you need to do to get ready to go to that race?
Well, me, Shake, you know, I try to keep my car in tip-top shape. You know, if I'm going to get ready to go for a race, I'm going to be more concerned about my tow vehicle.
Oh, that's the second time that came out. That was mentioned earlier before you came on. What do you mean your tow vehicle? What you got to do with your tow vehicle?
You got to make sure it's right. You know, it's getting dark out there, lonely on that highway at night.
Hey, ask Melvin. hey, Melvin, you better give him some pointers.
Yeah, we met some good people getting wheelbarrows, that's for sure.
Hey, Melvin, you up? I don't mean to cut you off, Hamilton Mike, but Melvin, you remember that white guy we met when we had to get them wheel bearings?
Yeah, we had a good time up there with him, man. It was a real nice time.
Can I tell a story? Can I tell a story?
You told me about that. We was at 41. No, we was at 42 Cuz race, and you was explaining that to me.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you, me and Melvin, when I used to love Melvin, we and Melvin was going to 41.
We
got to
do more. Hey, love ain't like a match. You just can't blow it out, man. It's going to always be there.
Hey,
Judge told us not to each other.
For some reason, it's real dim. But I still love him. I'm just gonna stick tail on him and flip his butt every now and then because he can't get away from
tail. Hey, you went from love to being slightly infatuated with him, huh?
right. That's still my dog. Even though tail's gonna tear that tail up. But Melvin say, shake him back, let's go over here to 41. We're gonna jump on Donye and some of them Chicago boys. I say, all right, man, is that what you want to do? Man, me and Melvin, we got in the car, in his truck and trailer, and loaded up the car, and we going down 94 just cruising. I mean, Melvin's over there driving, I'm on the passenger side. And then all of a sudden, a guy pulls up to the right of us, and he starts waving at us. And I'm looking at him like, what the hell wrong with this white guy? He was pointing back at the trailer. So I looked in the mirror, man, it was smoke coming from the right side of the trailer. I was like, oh, shoot, we got a fucked up wheel bearing. So we pulled over. That sucker was smoking, glazing. And so we jumped in the truck. We went to the next exit, pulled up at a big truck, semi-truck oil chain place, wasn't it, Mel? We pulled up in the parking lot and asked them people, do y'all know what a trailer place where we can get some tires, I mean some wheel bearings and stuff? He said, no. So I looked in the yellow pages and found a couple places, called them. One place was open and wasn't very far. We went to this man's house. He had a house on his yard. He sold trailers out front, and in the back he had three pole barns, wasn't it, Mel? Three or four pole barns.
Yeah, about three or four. About three or four of them back there.
Yeah, three or four pole barns, doors closed. So when we got there, we told him what we needed. He said, before you get that guy, he started talking to us about, he had a swimming pool behind the house. His wife is divorced, and she tried to take everything. And then he started telling us all about his personal stuff and the trick bag that his wife put him in. And then he said, come on over here, boy. Let me show you what I got here in the barn. The first barn had probably about three or four cars in it. The second barn had about four or five cars in it. The fourth one had several cars in it, and each one of them had a story. This man showed us hospitality, talked with us, offered us some drink, and he sold Melvin. He sold us the stuff for the trailers. I think he gave us a pretty good deal on it. We needed drums, bearings, castle nut, washer, the brakes, the whole nine yards. And we ended up staying there for damn near, what, 2.5 hours now?
Yeah, we stayed with him not that long.
Yeah, he was good company. Then after we left, we went back to the trailer, put everything on, got it back together. And this is where I wanted to knock Melvin in his jaw. I say, we got the tire on here, we ready to go. I looked around, I say, damn, Melvin, where's your spare tire? Oh, we don't need one. I ain't got one right now. I'm gonna get that later. Oh man, I wanted to put my foot up Melvin's right cheek, man. He got me on this 94 going to 41 with all the spare tires, big what? Where they do that at, man? Rich,
see,
did you go out on the road with all the spare tires?
I just had my bad luck piece with me. That's all. That's what Shake was. That's why we had all them problems.
Yeah, right. Oh, tell the truth. I got it now. Tell the truth, man. Was it me or did this happen again?
Yeah, it got me again. The wheel bearing did anyway. Tennessee somewhere this time.
In Ohio, and Shake was at home minding his own beeswax. And it happened to you again. On another wheel. Same trailer. So, it was a bad luck piece, and it wasn't me.
So, did you guys make it to the race?
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Yeah, we made it. We was late as hell, but we made it.
Hmm. It was a good day.
But it was fun. It was fun. We got there, still had a chance to Melvin took the car down, and boy, they was like, "Woo, who is that guy? Who is that guy?" I said, "That's the guy that was on Pink." Man, they flocked me up and like crazy. They came up to him and said, and oh, you had that hood of Rich Christmas on the hood, on the hoodie of Scoop, didn't you, Mel?
Yeah, I had Rich on there, then.
Wait. You did what? Wait, what did you have?
You had a picture?
Wife made a mural up on the hood from the show. Rich was on the hood. I want you for Pink's All Out right up on top of the Scoop. We had pictures and stuff on there from the show and everything on it. Flames on the hood. It was real. I still got that hood. Still got it. He even autographed it, too. Next time he came to Milan, when we headed on there, he autographed that hood. We sealed it with clear after he signed it.
Mm-hmm. We got another one of your fans on the show about to come on. 517-6385. Who we got, caller?
What's going on, Shake and Bake?
Who is this?
No way.
This is Melvin. This is Melvin's nightmare.
Oh, I thought this was another one of Melvin's fans. Oh, this is a nightmare. What up, Brent? How you doing?
Good, buddy, good.
Good to hear from
you,
man.
How we doing tonight,
guys? Welcome to this. I'm good. I don't know about the rest of the fellas, but I'm good.
Yeah, just getting in from outside. Been out in the garage working tonight and just getting in. And the wife, as soon as I come in, she's like, you better call in.
Mm-hmm. Was that first lady?
Yeah.
She my number one fan.
Is that with a plus or a minus, Mel?
we're gonna keep it on zero until after the race. We'll see which way the needle goes in.
We already know which way that needle's going to go, Melvin. That's Oldsmobile to the front. Oldsmobile to the front, Melvin.
No problem. No problem. Them four buzz going to come on in a few minutes, and we're going to see about that.
Yeah. No, it's all good, buddy. I can't wait for it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a good time.
Shake and Bake's going to be there to witness it for me.
Can't miss it for nothing in the world, Brent.
He said he bet on Oldsmobile, so he's going to be a little lighter when he go home. Don't worry about it.
That's what he stank. That's what he stank.
Yeah, that's why we got a divorce. Now y'all know why, see?
What's going on tonight, guys? What's the topic tonight, Shake?
The topic is, what do you do to prep? No, what do you do to get ready for a race? What do you do, Brent, before you get ready for a race? Race coming up this weekend, what do you do?
Show up.
Man, First Lady says show up.
That's
no. Man, I'm going over my list, checking it twice.
Oh, your what?
My list.
Your list? Check. You got a checklist?
Oh, yeah.
One of the guys on the show, one of my co-hosts mentioned a checklist. Brother, Melvin don't have a checklist. Hey, how are you, Jake?
I worry about the gas.
Yeah.
I just worry about the gas. That's it.
See? Okay.
He sounds like an organized racer here.
He'll have plenty of gas but he won't have a spare tire.
Oh, damn.
He gonna have to use that money to buy a spare tire before he leave the track. Let me quit. Let me quit. I'm on your team, Melvin. I'm on your team. But Melvin's a good stand-up guy. Y'all have heard that before. He's a stand-up guy. He will,
he doesn't travel. He just says he'll travel, but he won't go 10 hours out of Detroit.
That's far enough for me. That's far as my wheel bearings to let me go before they burn up. Well, I can't go too far. You know.
You ain't going to do shit. There you go. Even Kevin Hart knows, man.
Melvin, I'm down with you. I'm down with you, Melvin. I'm down with you.
Hey, I ain't never burned up no wheel bearing going to Milan, man. I was good. So what the hell? Why I couldn't go everywhere else?
Right. Well, Brent Melvin say you better watch out, man. You better watch out. The time is getting near.
Now I'm getting more ready every day.
So tell me this, Brent. What do you do all on your checklist? Because Hawaii Jake says a good thing to have a checklist. Melvin say just got to have some fuel. What do you do with your checklist? What's all on your checklist?
I got an extra part to them loading up. See, this is going to be my debut, man, with Melvin. So you know what? I've been racing for a lot of years, but this is all new setup I got. New motor, new car. Mm-hmm. Same car, but it's a different car now. I was at 3850 before. Now I'm a lot lighter. So it's going to be a new setup. But,
don't
you know,
that.
I mean.
Don't say that.
Basically,
say that
when I'm sitting with Melvin, it's going to be, you know, I mean, if Melvin don't win, man, then he got some explaining to do. Because I'm going to be fresh in the seat, man. It's all new car and everything, man. So, you know, I'm ready. I'm going to be ready. So I'm bringing it all.
Ooh. Ooh-wee.
I ain't playing. I ain't coming to lose. So, you know, but no, my checklist, man, I'm just making sure I got everything, Shake. That's it. Just make sure I need what I got what I need to do the job.
Okay.
That's going to be the first lady and some fuel and the tools and my guys that are going to be helping me. And that's all I need, man. And then that Oldsmobile.
Oh, you got a crew?
Yeah, I got a couple guys that'll be helping me out. Yep, my guys they'd be helping me out and stuff. So I got a few good guys that back me up.
Okay. Well,
he's even going to let me show up, Jake. He's going to actually let me show up.
Dude, I'm counting on you, Rich. You're my man, dude.
God damn.
You got the whole entourage coming up there to take care of me. They're coming to take me out, Shake. See that target they got on my back, don't you?
Man, it's aiming straight at your ponytail, man. I was straight at your ponytail.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to pull one of them 50-millimeter cannons out and put it in him. He ain't gonna know what hell. I'm gonna get all of them in one shot.
Ooh-wee.
No problem.
Ooh-wee, Mel. You wrong, Mel. You wrong. You ain't gonna take him out like that, Mel.
Y'all gonna have to sweep him up off the sideline when I leave there. They all gonna foul.
Mm-hmm.
some words.
But that cocaine's a hell of a drug, man.
You heard First Lady in the background.
You know, like
I'll
forget my buddy, man. What's up with that, Mel?
Don't worry about it, man. That's how I like them, man. That's how we make them, you know. We let them brew just like that. Got no problem with that. I like all that confidence. That's what I like to have them at.
So who's the first one you're going down the track with, Melvin?
I got Doc James. Chemo's supposed to be there. And the Oldsmobile. So I know I got three of them up there for that day. So I don't know.
How
I can get any of them. It don't matter. Go ahead.
Hey, Melvin. How about it when you get there, you get off the trailer, and me and you line them up straight off the trailer?
I can do that.
Straight off the trailer, you get there, me and you will get up there.
Yeah, I can give you a report test. That ain't no problem. Say, I do. I go straight in the battle. I don't need no testing. I'm ready to go.
Sounds like
I dial it in and go down the track. Huh?
First off, the trailer locked in. Do it right now.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah, we get there, Melvin. We'll lock something in for. We're gonna lock something in. That's for sure.
All right.
We'll decide when we get there how much we're going to lock it in for, but I have no problem with locking it in. I'm sure that we'll have a decent sized pot.
All right, that's cool.
I know that's what we've agreed upon since we started talking about it, so.
I'm all set and ready, just waiting on the date. And it's rolling. It's getting closer, so we're in the 30-day window now. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm gonna put the old Oldsmobile to rest for you before you get started. You ain't gonna have to worry about too much after this.
Melvin, you've been drinking tonight.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You don't want me to drink, man. You don't want me to drink. If I start drinking, I'm going to gas you, so you just want me to stay normal.
You might
want to
have a couple before you
go. We'll pop a bottle of champagne or something after it's over with.
I hear you, buddy. Yeah, I'm with you, Melvin. No, it'll
time,
be a
man.
Good time. It'll be a good time. That's what it's about, Melvin. And that's, yeah, I'm the same way, bud. I I'm coming to win it. But you know what? When it's all over and said and done, that's it, buddy. We'll pop one and have one.
Yep. We'll both be in the paint, and then we'll have a result.
Yep. No, I'm with you, bud.
Yep. I'm going to take Shake and Bake money again. You heard that again.
Oh, you ain't never took nothing of my money, Tony.
Somebody else took it. You was betting. Don't worry about it.
This was no. This would be the first time if you win.
Oh, go ahead. If I win, okay.
Melvin,
I like
might have to borrow some bottles to get back to Detroit.
No, I'm gonna have it full of gas. I learned, make sure I got it on full before we start betting. I have enough gas to get back home. But hey, hopefully I can get all my races off. You know, it's gonna be pretty crowded up there.
All bullshit to the side. You know, we laugh and joke on the show and just to have some fun, but I hope everybody get their race off and I hope everybody's safe, and we come back home alive.
Amen to that.
That's all. That's all that matters. We have fun with our cars. We have fun at the racetrack. Win a little money, lose a little money. But as long as we just have fun, people, and we don't lose nobody at a racetrack or a street race.
Yeah. No, that's what it's about, having fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do. We do. I'm going to tell you, Brent, I'm going to Memphis this coming weekend to a race, Bobby Cole having a race at Memphis Motorsport Park. And I'll be back after that. Me and some guys on the show is going to be at the Autorama downtown at the old Cobo Hall. Big Mark from Chicago is coming to hang out with me. And then we'll see what happens after that. It won't be long for this race to come up. So whatever y'all do, y'all enjoy yourself and have fun. And you can talk worlds of shit after you win the race. You have the right. Once you win, you have the right to talk tail.
Everybody on the show getting the Autorama free on Shake and Bank.
if Melvin say so. If it don't happen, holler at Melvin.
Yeah. We got him covered.
Hey, I tell you, this is how Shake and Bake feel about it.
You ain't going to do shit.
I ain't going to do shit. Okay.
They're going to take your cornbread, bro.
Melvin, with all that money you got from them six races you won, you should be sporting everybody for free, man.
That's how I was trying to give the shake. Right. So he's on his show. Oh, they paid me good. Now I made some good money.
Okay, then pay everybody's way into the Autorama. I'm sure Tayo will fly here just to go to the Autorama, won't you, Tayo?
To spend his money, hell yeah.
All right, well, come on.
Tell him, Tayo, tell him to call LAX. And make their reservations for three to come from California to Metropolitan Airport. Touchdown.
That's the best way to cover them out there. Shit, it'd take them a week to drive down here. Shit.
2 days, baby. That's all it took.
Tell them again, Tayo. Two days exactly.
2 days.
48 hours. 48 hours nonstop too, right?
Yeah, it was about 42, 43, but yeah. Well, we had to stop for fuel and stuff like that, but still. But it's a ride,
yeah,
I'll be honest, Matt. It's a ride.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a man. I can imagine how they done that on horse and buggy. How long did that take back in the 1900s when they left New York to go to California? Good God Almighty. Shit, they left,
left
in December and got May or something, or June.
They didn't. Yep, back in them days, they didn't have nothing but time on their shoulders. They fixed everything that broke down on the way there, ate along the way.
Yeah. I know they had to use up some wheel bearings.
Cussie, man, you making me think. I've seen a Cowboys show where they had broke a wheel bearing and they got out there and took the cut a tree down and made a wheel bearing out of it and packed it with some grease and kept on going.
Where'd they get the wood from?
They cut a tree down.
They cut the tree out of these.
Now you did. Now you did. Why you had to go there? Because of the tree growing up in the center of his hood.
Yeah, they used the wood out the tree. And when D got up and went out there, he said, "Who the hell been messing with my tree?"
You stupid. You know Reverend Rev gonna pay you back for that, dog. You know that, dog.
Oh, I know. He just heard us talking about him.
Whatever. What do I know in my head? I said, you know what? He's probably right. I think the right move is to wait.
That's going to be an amazing season. I got to race a Buick and an Oldsmobile. How about that?
Any racer that really thought it through, it would make the most sense. Look, this is for the number one car.
What Buick you got to race?
And listen,
D, he says Kyle almost hurt. He's gonna be out.
I gotta take it.
Oh,
Ryan,
yeah.
Everybody won't be first off the trailer.
That red dot is pointing dead at the back of your head, boy.
Man, I got a target, boy. Thought I was Detroit most wanted. I'm America's most wanted now. I got a Bonnie everywhere.
Okay, I get it. I know. Okay.
You know if they catch you, they're going to hang you to the nearest tree.
Yeah, I know. But they ain't caught me yet, so I ain't worried about it, you know. The legend going to live on.
Under my belt, there's no doubt about it. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. Rock and roll, guys. Good job. Keep talking.
Whose TV is that playing?
You can hear that fix?
What?
Oh, my TV.
Yeah, I hear somebody's TV. Sound like it's a Cowboy Western or something on.
Nah, I watch the Street Outlaws.
Oh. Well, turn it down.
I did.
Hey, Teo.
Yes, sir.
We got the...
I'm listening.
You remember what we were talking about on your show? About the one... The one and the one.
I don't remember. When, last night?
That just popped up.
Oh. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Melvin, how many races you actually have locked in on that day?
Brett, Chemo, Doc James, Skin out of Chicago. I'm racing Skin with my Corvette. I'm taking two cars.
You bringing both cars?
So these races
yeah,
are locked in?
Yeah.
They're locked in?
Yep. Locked. Yep. So I will be there. I said I got four for the whole day. One of them was with the streetcar with the Corvette. Could be a pretty good day.
You keep telling yourself that.
Well, I'm good. I
or lost in one day.
I ain't worried about it.
No, he's racing.
Go ahead.
He's racing his fast car that day, so that bet'll be going pretty good. So he might get that one.
They're just something to cruise around in. It's fun, though. Tell you still betting the 500 on the Oldsmobile, right?
Yeah.
All right. We locked.
If they let me in, I don't know what are you guys racing for?
Oh. Boy, just me and you side betting for 500. I don't know however much we put up.
What are you guys racing for?
Racing for the win.
What do you guys?
Oh, you mean money?
How much?
How much money?
How much is the? Yeah. How much? What's?
What's the lock?
Well, we were just talking about that.
I mean,
Joe. We don't. You know. We haven't came up with a price yet.
Well, Shake, when he gives you that $500 for the lock-in, I'll send you mine.
All right.
No, we ain't locking in. Like, we're going to be at the track.
No, ain't working like that with me, baby. If you lock
all
in
right,
with
well,
me,
hey,
mine's
going to
be in somebody else's hands.
All right. However you want to do it. Well, we can talk about it on the other race. That'll be fine, too. That's how me and my man lock
it
in. So we...
As soon as Shake's got the money, your 500 bucks, I'll send him my 500 bucks.
No problem.
And if your race doesn't go off, I win that 500 bucks.
So what if the race doesn't go off on my behalf? What if the race doesn't go off on his half? Then what happens?
Then I owe you 500 bucks. Shake's going to have the money. He'll know who to give it to.
All right, I just want to get
so,
you know,
if,
just
if,
so we both know we're on
the
same page.
If you don't make it to the lanes, if nothing happens and he breaks or whatever happens, you win. You were there, he wasn't.
That'd be fine. I don't like racing like that. If we don't race, we ain't got to pay no money. But if you want your stiffs in there like that, that's fine.
No, we side betting.
Right.
We side bet. So if you don't come to the line, you lose, right?
I mean, if that's the way you want to stiff it, that's fine.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely want to stiff it like that.
That's a part of the stiffs and grudge racing. You stiff it however you want it. I have to agree to it. So any way you want to stiff it, I'll agree to it. You know what I'm saying?
But it goes both ways, though.
Yeah,
it's not like no hustle
ways.
Here. It goes both ways.
All right. So when I'm at the track, I just Shake $500, and he'll call you and tell you he got the $500.
No. Shake will get the money before you guys race. Before you guys get there, man. We're going to lock this in. We ain't going to lock it in at the track. We ain't going to do that bullshit. I'm not there.
How's that bullshit?
What happens?
You ain't going to win it. We're going to race. It's going to be a win or lose situation.
So what happens if you lose, but you don't – wait, just for a second. You lose, but you can't find Shake.
What do you mean if I lose?
If you don't see Shake before the race. If Shake gets there late, something happens where Shake's not there on time, and then, well, hey, Shake wasn't here, so I didn't give my 500 bucks, so the bet's off. Now, money's got to be locked in before race day.
But see, you making it difficult. If I'm sitting here telling you I'm going to bet you $500, that's the end of it. You adding all of this distance to it, you making it difficult for your own.
How is that difficult?
You just thought, well, if Shake don't get here, if this don't happen, if that don't happen, what happened is I'm telling you I'm betting you $500. Me and my man race. If I lose, I'm going to give you your $500. That's the easiest way to do it. I mean, but you want to add all the rest of that in there, so, you know, I'm going to let you have it your way. Do however you
want
to do it.
I want Shake to have $1,000 in his hand, and when that race is whoever wins, that's who the money goes to, right then and there.
I want one person holding the mic.
All right. Well, we got time to go on with that. Go on with the show. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about that. I know it'll be up. We got time. We still got over 30 days to go, so we ain't got to discuss it. I know I'll get your $500. Ain't no problem.
I'll send my money. I'm not worried about that.
You don't even have to send it. I'm not even worried about that. I ain't worried about you sending your money. It ain't got to be in my hand. I'm just saying we got to bet. We got to bet.
But I want the bet locked in before the race, though.
All right. We'll move on. That'll happen.
I don't want it locked in the day of the race. All right. Watch, Shakes. 2 weeks before the race, you're going to go MIA. Watch. Like you did the last time when we were going to Kansas.
I'll bet you another $500 on that in 2 weeks, all right? So we bet
$500
on that shit you just said.
Instead of
lock
you pumping up
too.
Your chest,
lock
instead
that
of you
in
pumping
too.
Up
lock
your chest like
too.
You somebody, why don't you just race me, bitch, and quit your fucking jaw on? That's all you do is fucking jaw. Lock in with me in October and May. I'll be in Texas in September, and I'll fuck your ass up. So lock that shit in
Shake, I just threw the towel in, man. So let's talk about something else. You know, it's time for me to throw the towel in.
That's what I thought. Just
right.
Keep bumping your gums, Melvin. Just keep bumping your gums. That's all you do.
I'm knocked out now. The towel is on the ground. I'm done.
We know you're done. You've been done.
That's how come I won 6 races last year. Because I'm done.
Out 6 races. Dude, you know what? I can't even tell you how many races I won. I don't keep track.
I'm talking about last year. How many races did you win last year?
Hey, listen. All I got to do is win one race. That's against you. But you got to lock into it. You just won't. I'll put that one up on that board for you. 6-0. Is that your career? 6-0?
Hey, Hamilton Mike. Corey. Big Mark. Hey, Brett.
I'm right here, Jake. Yo.
Say something to me, fellas. Say something. It's like I'm on the only one on the show.
We can't hear that, man. Hey, when you were talking about
I just got beat up, so I threw the towel, man. I can't talk no more.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Big Mark.
Uh-huh.
Big Mark.
Right here.
You bringing your car with you? You bringing your car, the G6?
No. I sold it. You talking about the drop top? I sold that.
The drop top. Your drop. Oh,
yeah.
Man. I was putting my car back together for you. I wasn't gonna let you get away that easy.
Hey, well, you know, I did replace it with a Z28. Now I do have that.
Oh man, let me get my Camaro together.
What year Z is it?
99. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, little old LS1 car, stock car. It's just something to play with. Have a little fun. Hey, Jake, but you were talking about that preparation, man. One thing, if I do decide to not rent a vehicle and take my Suburban, I'm going to go have my rear end fluid changed and, like I say, have the front bearings packed and then check my belts and holds. I've got to do all that before I even make the trip.
There you go. Just give it a once over.
Yeah.
When the last time you changed the water pump?
Never. It's got a good water pump on it. I mean, well,
You know, I know they tend to go out, but no, I ain't had no problem with that, no leaks, nothing. It's only got 135,000 miles on it.
Well, this is what I've learned as a mechanic, Big Mark. There on all water pumps that I've ever seen, there's a little escape hole under the bottom of it where when the bearing and the seal goes out, it starts to drip. If
right.
you see some dripping on there, don't take a chance. Change it.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not dripping, usually you can make it down there and back, no problem. But a water pump, fuel pump, those two things, I won't touch the highway unless I went through them with that. You don't want to break down on the road with a fuel pump problem or water pump issue. Anything
right.
else can be
definitely
probably fixed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. I did have one bad ball joint. I put one on there yesterday. And
okay.
I was amazed when I went to the store to pick it up. The Move ball joint was actually cheaper than the GM. I can't believe.
Yeah. Did it have a grease fitting on it?
Yeah, and it was full of grease and everything, already done. The Move I paid $46 for. The GM was $69.
Damn. Well, that's good. You know what that tells me? Because you know Move's been around a long time, a lot of years. Move's been around. That tells me the other people is just going up on their prices, and Move pretty much stayed the same.
Right, right. I remember one GM mechanic told me a long time ago I was working on a vehicle and it needed a tie rod in on it. And he was like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was looking at him, a couple of them cheaper than the other. He said, man, is that the original? He said, yeah. I said, how many miles on this? Said, this thing got about 160,000 miles on it. He said, there you go. Ain't no question. You got 160,000 miles on the Move. Put another Move on there. No question. That made a lot of sense to me.
Yeah. Move has been around a long time. I seen that name on the box.
When
my daddy we used to work on cars.
Yeah,
and
GM. GM used to use them parts. It's an AC. Before they went with AC Delco, that's all it is. If you went to the store, we would like go to to the dealership, or we would go to one of the high end stores. Actually, Moog is here in Chicago. We could go right there to the warehouse and get stuff.
Okay.
And that's what you wanted. That's what you wanted. If you had a choice, put that on there. You know you all do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm changing my rear end fluid. That's one thing I noticed about these Suburbans. If you do not check that rear end fluid, and your truck is 10 or more years old. And you just asking for trouble.
It's kind of like they kind of skimped when it came to the putting some quality stuff in their rear end. Like Chrysler used to be skimping when it comes to the drive shaft and U-joint.
Yeah, after a while, the front seal on that rear end would start to leak, or even from the gasket you would get that leak down there from by like the middle bolt, which it would start leaking down there. All you gotta do is look under the truck. If you look under there and you see that dark spot on the rear end and it look like a little dirt and stuff on it, and you know, hey man, let's open this up and get this taken care of.
And
no messing around.
Yep, do some investigating. So a lot of times they'll leak and people just ignore it. And it's been leaking for a long time, and no fluid in there is going to cause them gears to metal to metal. And before you know it, clinker, 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 clunk.
There you go. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, it helps to do maintenance on these vehicles. That's why I was talking about what do you do to prep for a race. And I've had a couple of guys that mentioned a checklist, and it's good to go on your checklist and put down certain things you want to check. Wheel bearings, two people came out with wheel bearings on the show. Tires, having a spare tire, that's just for the trailer. Then you want to check your car. It's things you want to check on the car. Mike was talking about having spare parts. Brent was talking about having spare parts. You can have a if you run an alternator, you can have a spare alternator, spare tire,
spare belt.
Whatever
you change the fan belt, make sure as long as nothing was wrong with the other one, don't toss it in the garbage or throw it in your toolbox. It might come in handy in case of an emergency.
Exactly. So these things that we talk about on the show, if you make a list of them and write them down, you can prevent a problem just by having that spare alternator belt or having a spare alternator or spare tire. Or make sure, nobody's mentioned a jack four-way because that should be the obvious.
I was
everybody's
just about to say,
carry a four-way.
Yeah, a good jack. A good jack. An old guy like me now, I want to make sure I got a good cordless impact gun to go with me. So I ain't got time to be trying to struggle with them bolts out there on 2, 3 in the morning if I hurt a tire or something. Put that impact gun on it and keep it moving.
Yeah. Harbor Freight got a impact one called Earthquake. I think that's what it's called, Earthquake. It comes in a little kit with a box with the impact, the half-inch drive impact, and a charger with the battery. And quiet as kept, it works pretty good. How many uses you get out of it, the Lord will only know. But it works pretty good. You ain't got to carry no expensive stuff out there, but it works.
Uh-huh. That's the tag on Harbor Freight. They say that stuff doesn't have a long life once you get it. They tell me the best one, say the Snap-on is good. The Makita is supposed to be pretty good too.
Milwaukee.
And I was about to say Milwaukee, too,
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I got a Milwaukee. Hey, Mark, I found a half-inch drive Milwaukee impact gun at the pick and pull. I don't know what y'all call it, but we call it parts galore here. Somebody left one in one of them yellow cheese buses sitting on the seat.
Wow.
It didn't have a battery to it, but it was a Milwaukee. And I went and bought a battery for it, and that fucker worked. It's still working today.
And there you go.
Milwaukee is a good name, brand. I haven't tried the DeWalt yet.
Yeah, DeWalt is good, too, man. DeWalt is good, too. Actually, they say the top three are Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Snap-on are the top three. Can't go wrong with any of them.
They work. I just don't want to pay that Snap-on money. Snap-on wants your wife and your firstborn.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But we're going to figure it out, man. We're going to go, hopefully this weather going to be nice, and we're going to go down there and have some fun, man, because it is a lot going on, man. I am so proud of my Chicago brothers that are going down there and locked in, and they're going to go down there and try to show out. And win or lose, they're going down there and going to engage real strong. Brother Tutu, they say he got 7 inches locked in. At least 7.
How many?
7.
7 lock-ins with who?
7 lock-ins with Tutu.
Oh. Get the hell out of here.
Chuck is supposed to have action down there. Race car Vaughn supposed to have 2 or 3 races down there. Jeremiah supposed to have a couple races down there. I think Zay got a couple races locked in down there. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
I bet. We should have a nice time.
I'm telling you, man. I'm looking forward to it.
What about Chuck the Duck?
Yeah, Chuck's supposed to be taking his car down there. He's supposed to have something going on. And Chuck being a little secret, but he got something going on.
Well, that's always with Chuck.
And then, you know, Tate got action. I think Tate and the 901 boys are going to tangle.
Is it 901 or is it with?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know they've been locked in for a minute. And like I say,
Terrio and Zay and Chuck and
Terrio,
Tate.
I heard Terrio talking, but I don't know if he's going or is his car going. I'm not 100% sure. I would just be speculating on that if I said anything. So I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Okay.
Oh, even I think they say Skin got action down there too.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
God damn. Chicago on the rampage.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's going to be going on, as they say, going down.
Hold on 1 second, Big Mark. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a special guest coming on the show all the way from the mighty, mighty Chi-Town. We got Terrio. What's going on, Terrio?
What happened, Tip? What's happening with you?
I'm good, man. They tell me.
What up, man?
Hey, they tell me you are geared up to go to Bobby Cole's race this weekend coming up.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, me and that bitch-ass baby running. Say.
Why you had to go there? Why you had to go there, Terrio?
That's how he, hey, man, he called me the bitch-ass donator, and I call him the bitch-ass baby, the little kid. You know, and ever since that vet fucked him up, in Florida, you know, he can't get right. You know, he's been all last year he paid puck out. So,
you say he was donating for the Red Cross, huh?
Man, hey man, that vet that fucked him. You know, he had a pretty good operation the way he was going along, and then after that, the vet fucked him up. Instead of saying you can't win them all, You know how babies cry and say, man, y'all can't play with my ball no more. He took his ball and dismantled his shit. He been trying to get that shit right. He can't get right now. So,
come on.
Yeah,
there you go.
Shit.
So what's the race like? Well, I mean, what y'all got skipped on the race? Head up? Any skipped?
Head up. 8 mile, 105.
Oh, shooky sucky now.
Yeah. And the only difference in this time here, shit, I got Puerto Rican Pete driving the motherfucker. He gonna pilot the motherfucker, so.
Not Puerto Rican Pete.
Yeah,
it'll be real interesting. Get the hell out, man. It'll be a lot of people gonna be down there, too. And you ain't gonna have no problem getting away from work. You got that situated.
Oh, yeah, that shit out. Shit, man, Pete and them got the car. They ain't going to take the car out once they leave and everything. And I'm just coming up to bring cash and to laugh.
You stupid.
No, man, you know how a bitch-ass kid. You will know I don't travel. I'm not a traveler.
Right. That's why I was wondering how you going to do business.
The bitch-ass kid been playing around. Once he get out on the 1-800 Real show and on all these other shows, and 3 months ago, he been steady going, bitch, you go out of town, I'm going to pay you $500. I'm going to pay you fair. And, you know, I've normally been saying, nigga, you know I ain't going out of town, so fuck it. Nah, that ain't going to happen. But that's when we put that little setup call. We put that setup calls in there. Me and my boys talk, and they said, hey, man, next time he say he going to give you that $500 to go out of town, we going to do it. That bitch was on the show talking loud and talking shit. Bitch, get out of town. Go to Bobby Cole Racing. I'm going to give you $500 for showing up. That damn one said, motherfucking Rican come out and say, hey, man, lock in, say. It's a done deal.
Mm.
He got on this butter box a little bit, but he was on stage. And, you know, sometimes we let our pride do shit to us and shit. And we locked in. So, So I'm loving it. It's one of these situations where, man, it's a good thing.
Yeah, I was trying to get Zay on the show because
He been out testing all day. He been out one third man looking like shit. Looking like a pile of shit, man.
Oh man. I was trying to get both of y'all on the show, but you know, when y'all go to battle, it won't be one sided. He been out testing all day.
You know, he trying to get right and shit. He can't get right.
Motherfucking
can't get right, man. I'm loving it.
I don't know. He might pull something
man,
out of
fuck
that.
Fuck him. Shit.
He might pull something
fuck
out of
him.
That.
Fuck him.
Okay.
Let me see him. 1 minute. Wait. 1 minute here.
Oh, dude, my phone keeps ringing off the hook. Hold on. Who is this texting me? I got a text. Okay. Well, when he get back. You back, Terrio? When he get back. We've got...
Bitch won't answer the phone. He won't answer the phone, man.
Okay, I just got a text that Tate is running Bigfoot. And...
Yeah, Tate got a couple of races.
Tate running Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
Somebody texted me and said, Skin ain't got no race. I guess he going down there barefooted.
Oh, well, he coming down there with me. You know, he come down there. That's my little agent. So he be down there for me and everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, it'd be good to see you down there, Terrio.
Yeah, well, you know, I ain't never been, so fuck it.
Yeah,
I like that shit with Ohio and shit. So I'm quite sure I'm gonna love this shit. Especially when I ain't got to pull or I ain't got to do shit. That's all I got to do is show up. Hell yeah, man.
You a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's how celebrities.
Yeah, man.
That's how celebrities roll.
Hey, this here might be a new way now. Suck it.
Mm-hmm.
This might be a new way now.
They just fly you in, and all you do is bring the checkbook.
They don't have the money already there anyway. I'm just bringing more. Fuck it.
Ooh.
I like this.
Ooh.
I like this here.
If that's the way a grudge racing life is, I want to be like you, Terrio. I want to be like
you. Well, this is second half now. Shit. Fuck it. I turned 60 the 31st of March, and I ain't never had nobody drive my car, nothing like that. And shit, I still drive it, but fuck it. If we got a better chance with a motherfucker on the tree than me, fuck it. Pride ain't mean no money. So
hey,
fuck.
We got a guy over here. You know who it is, but he got a couple of lock-in races coming up, and he holding his own. But we'll see come May. You know Melvin Coney.
Yeah,
Melvin got a few lock-ins.
I'm holding my own. You know. But that once a motherfucker put their foot in their mouth and talk all this shit and everything, you know, we said, fuck it. Let them battle it, you know, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they got quite a bit of races. They got Vaughn and Leon is supposed to be racing.
And Leon Carr ready?
No, Leon, brother car. They got Scrap and Vaughn racing.
Okay.
They got Vaughn and Vic racing. They got quite a bit going down there at this race.
Well, that's what I like about my boys in Chicago, man. They come in a team, a group, a swarm like bees. So they gonna be in the house. They definitely will be in the house.
Are you coming down there?
Oh, without a doubt. Matter of fact, I'm trying to leave out of here Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you ain't but 2 hours from my house, Terrio. So I got to go home.
Oh, okay.
I got to go home.
That's cool. Well, shit, I'm gonna hit back at you because I'm getting ready to get in Dallas this other night. Carry on looking at me. All right, man.
Hey, I would tell you to say bring me some of that chicken, but I'm gonna come to your restaurant in Chicago one day and check you out,
okay.
Man.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay, right. Good luck, bro. Appreciate you.
All right.
Ontario. Straight out of Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. That's gonna be a good race down here in Memphis Motorsport, Bobby Cole's race. Oh man, I wish y'all all could be there. It's gonna be a lot of locking in races. And he talking about 7-8 races out of Chicago. I'm sure Detroit got a few locking in races down there, and then the guys that's already in the South. If the weather hold up, it should turn out damn good, just like last year. Just like last year. All right. Hamilton Mike, Big Mark, you still there?
I'm here. I'm listening.
Okay, what y'all want to talk about? We got another hour on the show if y'all want to keep talking, or we can close this joker out. Brent, Big Mark, fellas, y'all got something else y'all want to talk about? You can't do it right here on the Shake and Take Show. It's not.
I'm going to get ready to get out of here, Shake.
Yeah, right, I
got to shut it down, all too. Right. I got a doctor's appointment in the morning. Need to be up early.
All right, Big
Had
Mark.
A good time. We'll check you guys out next week, same time, same back channel.
Yeah, we should have some results. We should have some results of the race coming up and see who got put in the grease.
Who got,
as Big Eddie would say, who got fried, who got their fish fried.
Gonna be some,
and
they gonna be frying next weekend, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Well, I'm out, man. I'll talk to y'all. I'll have a blast.
All right, man. All right, appreciate
all right.
you, bro.
You.
All
right.
Okay, let me get out of the computer. Wants to go haywire all of a sudden. As soon as we can get this joker to come back up. All right, anybody got anything they want to talk about? Brent, you got something you want to talk about?
I don't think I do tonight, buddy.
All right. See what happened. First lady that came on here and scared. You got first lady come on here and scared Melvin away. Now he's going home and contemplating on racing or not. Shame.
But so yeah, that's nice. I've been seeing some guys gonna go down there. I think Trigger Man and a couple of them I see got locked in over there. Bobby Colt race, and sounds like that's gonna be a good race down there.
It always do, Brent. It always do. I wish I had room for you to come and check it out, man. Cause it's gonna be wall to wall races and wall to wall people.
Yeah, well, yeah, sounds like a good one, though. Maybe next year we can get and do a little more traveling. We plan
okay.
on it, so.
Tell you something. There's a few races. There's three races that we look forward to every year. This is one of Bobby Cole's race. The next big race is Trick or Treat, which is in Holly Springs, not far from there, but a little more south. That's Witch Race, which is in October. You know, like we got the Halloween Classic in Norwalk. Well, he has a Trick or Treat race in October, where we'll be having coats and sweaters on up here, but down there, t-shirts. Three days: Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then the next big race, the next big and final race of the year, is everybody meet up in Florida at Baldy's Race. And that's around the second week of December. Another t-shirt weather. And everybody from the whole country meets up there. That's the year-end final. I call it the Super Bowl race. Everybody from the East Coast, DMV, Michigan, Chicago, California, Texas, and the Dirty South be in the house. I mean, and it starts like on a Wednesday. And go to Sunday.
What, in
that's
Orlando?
Yep, in Orlando, Florida.
Yep, I guess.
Yes, those are the three big races that we look forward to going through every year.
Nice,
anything
nice.
In between, you get in when you fit in. Come on, computer.
I have you guys talked about Onondaga at all tonight, Shake? Because I heard tonight that the middle of May maybe might be some testing in tune and a couple things going on towards the end of May.
Okay, so you gave a little bit more than what we've been talking about. We didn't know the schedule. Okay, I got the computer back up. We didn't know the schedule. But we did know it's a swap meet on May the 1st at Onondaga.
Yep,
Rich brought out the information
too.
On that. But all we need now is a schedule for what the rest of the year is going to look like. Well, I know it's going to be kind of hard for them because they just started, they just got the track, and they got to get things situated with the track and with the schedule. So. We've been patient.
I'm hoping for definitely the end of May. That's for sure. That'd be sweet.
Okay.
You know.
Well, yeah, that track ain't nowhere from you, so, and it ain't too far from us. It's just 1 hour and 20 minutes from Detroit.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah. Definitely close for me, but, you know, like I travel 1 hour and 15 minutes to Milan, you know, and 1 hour and 15 minutes to Martin. I'm just about right in between Martin and Milan, you know, so it's about the same each way for me. But Onondaga's
okay.
Real close. That'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, the new owner, Sloan, once he gets the track, you know, up tip-top, they're supposed to be breaking some concrete, some soil pretty soon, so whatever he's got planned, he's going to fix that up, and he'll let us know when he get it together.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's going to, yeah, sounds like, it looks like they're going to do real good. Yeah, I can't wait to go up to the next. I went up there for a couple hours the last time, but I didn't get there till about 12:31 that day, and I hung out for a couple hours, and then we left, but It was decent. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
Get around just to see some people, you know.
Yeah. Can't wait till it open up so we got another place to go play. Brent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be
Brent,
nice for you to get away.
Huh?
No, go ahead, bud.
I say when Melvin's on the show, how you think he holding up? We gonna talk behind his back for a second.
Yeah, I know Melvin. I know my buddies raced with him for years. You know, they raced
mm-hmm.
with him in Pinks, and I remember that. And I don't know, Will. I think it's going to be a good race. I think it's a good one for me to start out with. And, man, I got all the confidence in the world of this car, buddy. So, I think, you know, hey, we'll find out soon.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I learned about Melvin. Every now and then, he'll win a race. And whether it be a technicality or luck or whatever, he'll pull through. So you can't underestimate him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I look forward to it.
Now, what date is that race? Brent?
May 22nd.
May 22nd. Hey, Hamilton Mike, you going to be there? Hamilton Mike. Hamilton Mike. He must have clicked over. Hey, Mike, Hamilton Mike, where you at? Hamilton Mike.
I'm right here. I'm listening to you guys.
Oh, I've been calling your name about 4 times.
I said I was still here, Jake.
Oh, we didn't hear you.
I said I was still here. You didn't hear me.
Okay. I say you going to be at the... You gonna be at that track at 1:31 that day?
Yeah, for Brian Davis race.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You gonna bring your car?
Most definitely.
Okay.
You I've been up here on the 24th for this month, this Saturday.
This coming Saturday?
Yep, I bet we'll be at LaPierre.
Okay, all right. I won't get a chance to see you that day because I'll be in Memphis.
Yeah, you say you're going to somebody's race.
Bobby Cole.
Oh, Bobby Cole.
That's the Memphis. Yep, that's the Memphis Gangster. He's got a car called the Memphis Gangster.
Yeah, I see it on YouTube. So his race is this weekend. What is it?
Yeah, Bobby Cole's race is this coming Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, the 25th and, 23rd and 4th.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. Well, look like I'm, Melvin, you still on, Melvin?
No, Melvin gone. He went on and signed off. Yeah, he went on and signed off, and
somebody playing some music.
That was me.
You, Jake?
Yeah, that's me.
I heard you got some over there make all kind of sound, don't you?
Ain't too much. But we try to do something, Hamilton Mike. But first and foremost, I want to thank everybody for coming on to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. We're going to tune up out of here. We had a nice time. We got a chance to talk about some things. And looking forward to the race this weekend, Bobby Cole's race, Memphis Motorsport Park. Try to be there if you can, people. Guaranteed to have some fun. But nevertheless, we're going to keep our prayers out for our buddy Aaron Allison out of St. Louis. He just had a baby, and his child is having some complications. He's still in the hospital. Him and his wife is taking turns going up to the hospital. So we're going to keep his baby in our prayers. And ask God to look over him for him and hope everything turned out the best. It's always in God's hand, people. Never forget my father. But I want everybody to know this, and we're going to get on up out of here. I want to thank all my guests for coming on the show. I want to thank my brother Teo. I want to thank Brother Rich. I want to thank Melvin, Greg, Brother Hawaii Jake, Corey, Hamilton Mike, got to keep you in our with us, Big Mark, and Mike Solomon. If it's anybody I missed, I'm sorry, but we appreciate you for calling in here on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. And always keep God first. Appreciate you, Mike. Oh, Mike.
Yeah.
If there's any time you need to talk, man, let me know. Give me a holler. I know that stuff is kind of heavy on your shoulder that happened. But, sometimes you just got to let go and let God.
That's right, Chase. That's right.
Yeah, so sometimes it hurts you. And we don't want that to rekindle and start to moment.
Right.
All right. Okay, we're going to get on up out of here. And we gone, people.
All right, Jay.
We out of here. All right.
Take care.
All right. Thanks, bro.
Just me.